Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Listen right along. This is straight off the press. The remix fresh with no prior song. Whoa. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To give a piece to the feet, it's time to call blows. Yeah. The razz everywhere is fragrant, flavorful. Insatiable eardrums taste the radio. Here can't be beat. The flash you need. That'll leave all your doors and all half the week. What? Positive and motivational track to see successful guests. Promote yourself, masturbate. BlogTalkRadio.com/TheRemix. Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome, welcome, welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you know where you are. You are live in The Remix. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to everyone to the forum tonight. It is March the 25th, 2012, and of course, you know where you are. You are live in The Remix. Good to see everyone in the house tonight. So glad you guys could join us out there. I want to say welcome to all the family. We'll let you know the chat room is open. So if you want to get yourself on over there, you can certainly do that as well. Good to see everyone in the house. See the Remix family there. You know we're going to be chatting and chilling tonight. Brother Panic is going to be in the house tonight. He's going to be talking about the Holy Orgasm, which was the lecture that was done in Atlanta, Georgia, talking about that, recapping, seeing what's going on as well, and then also taking some of your occult questions. It's going to be a great night tonight. It's Sunday night. I know we're doing kind of a later show tonight, but it's so good to see everyone in the house tonight. I see you guys over there. I want to give a big shout out to all of our international listeners who are listening from all around the globe. It's good to have you guys here too, listening with us as we get ready to get into the share tonight. I also want to tell you guys, I just want to say thank you for everyone who joined us on Friday night. If you didn't get a chance or opportunity to listen to that show, you definitely want to go back and download. The show was Girls, Fire, and also Inspired Omens. It was the show that I did on Friday, and I definitely got all of your emails. So for those of you who didn't get in on the call line, no worries. No, I'm going to get back to you. Good to see us. Tonight, you know, we're going to dance a little bit, move a little bit around as we get ready to get into the share. Just trying to work some things over here. I don't know about you guys, but it was a beautiful day today, as they say, a beautiful day in the neighborhood. The sun was shining. It was a beautiful day, a good day to be outside, just to be in the elements and really just kind of get a little bit of that fire today. So hopefully you guys, no matter what part of the continent, you got a chance to do that. Want to say thank you to everyone who's downloaded the Know Your Magic audio workbook, and I'm still sending out the collection, so no worries. If you did not get the overview of part one, that's great. But it will be coming, and I also will be doing part two of the overview. That's going to be coming too. And so if you want to find out more about that, you can just definitely go on over to www.msblueblast.com and find out about that. Brother Panic is going to be coming on tonight. Brother Panic is going to be coming on tonight. We'll be taking your questions. And for those of you who want to get in touch with Brother Panic, you can always reach out to him by emailing him at panic, P-A-N-I-C, pack, P-A-C-K, at hotmail.com. Now, we're going to move around just a little bit. We're going to dance just a little bit. I want to say welcome. I see you guys still filling up here as we get ready to get into the share. If you're new, this is the first time. Listening to the Remix. I want to invite you to come over to the chat room. And the chat room, you can come on over to the chat room by going to www. blogtalkradio.com/theremix, and you can come on in the chat room. Come on in that way and sign up. It just takes a few moments to let us know who you are and how you're listening. Yep. So now, what I want you guys to do is I want us to move around just a little bit. We're going to move around just a little bit here and see how you're going. I know you guys are doing. So we're going to move ourselves around a little bit. We're going to play a little bit of music. We're going to listen to Baby Blue. And then Brother Ben is going to come on. And then we're going to get right into... Okay. All right. Then we're going to get right into the share. So here we go, everyone. Let's get up. Let's get ready to move ourselves around and get into the share this evening.
Sit with us, we drinking dawn soon, it's only gonna get with us. I got my VIP section game locked down. Moe bad from the lab, we just came in town. We love to be on the set, live with this. Blazing, be amazing, the wit on the mix. Got my people from my hood, wearing Tim's and jeans. Those boys are protecting South Jamaica Queen. And when my men spending names, all the reliquias and beers. Ain't nothing new to do, we've been doing this for years. Getting told down, kid, and my cash is right. Shorty, think I'm not getting high tonight. And when my leaky milk. Two hours in the jam and fired up,
All right, everyone. That was the Lost Boys there. And just want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to everyone to the forum tonight. We're getting ready to get into chat and chill. We will be taking your calls tonight. Brother Panic will be taking your occult questions. So 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Make sure that you definitely you lock it in so that you can get on the phone lines. Want to say welcome to everyone in the house tonight. It's so good to see you guys here. We're going to go ahead and bring Brother Panic on the line. We want to say peace to all of our international family in the house as well. So here we go. Let's welcome Brother Panic. Peace and greetings, Brother Panic.
Peace, Ms. Blue. What's going on?
Oh, peace. What's good? Good to have you in the house tonight. We're going to be chatting and chilling tonight.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. We're going to talk about a few things. We're going to get into questions and answers and doing what's normally done in the remix quite constantly, quite consistently, and weekendly.
Yes. yes, yes.
So, yes, I did talk to Trayvon Martin, and he actually asked me to explain this shit to y'all niggas quite calmly, because usually at this point is the point when I'm yelling at you niggas. But he asked me to explain this to you calmly. We played the Lost Boys tonight. The Lost Boys, that's a real concept. The dude who wrote Peter Pan is an occultist. That's where you first heard this name, the Lost Boys. In the science of Peter Pan are these children who did not want to grow up. So these children on Earth who didn't want to grow up, they go to the astral world to live forever. The scientist, Captain Hook, represents Kronos, and he has a cosmic boat that's ready to take them, for lack of a better word, let's say to Sirius, outside of the astral world. In the Book of the Dead, they'll tell you that the souls meet Ra in the sunboat to go beyond the 12 the Duat, the twelve levels of the underworld. This also can be looked at as the astral world. A lot of us get caught in the astral world, which is just another lighter representation of the Matrix, where you can do more as a spirit, but you can't. You actually can get sucked back into a body. But those who know can actually have fun in the astral world. This is what's represented as the Lost Boys. I had a friend who died young, and the whole entire world wished he was still here. He didn't necessarily want to stay in the astral world, but them trapping him in the astral world, he actually got stuck in the astral world. Now, what he told me, it was all the pussy and all the ice cream that one could imagine, but it's still a form of the illusion. Now, when my father died, I was doing everything to get him out of here. But he told me no, he wanted to chill in the astral world for a while. Now, the astral world can, you can experience it as heaven or hell, the same way you can experience Earth as heaven or hell, based upon your magnetic thoughts. You can experience it as heaven or hell based upon the life you led, or the level of ignorance you have. That was shown in the movie, What Dreams May Come. The woman in the movie had a terrible life. She lost the kids, then her husband. And based upon her Earth trauma, she created a hell for her own self. And this hell is what she was stuck in the astral world. Now, you can also create a heaven for yourself in this astral world. That was what you've seen in The Lost Boys. So when I talked to Trayvon, he said, look, I wanted to leave and go into this astral world to become one of these Lost Boys. That's why I left so young. Now, two things were going to happen. Human folks will be able to use his death as a cause, as they should, as they should. Conscious folks, folks who are dealing with a certain amount of light, we push his soul in different places. Let me say it this way. we have the ability to chain him to this world. Listen closely. Let me try to explain this very, very carefully. If a regular guy named John dies, and John wasn't dealing with nothing but his same bullshit Christianity, he dies young, and it's a tragedy. Because he wasn't dealing with advanced forms of light, even if he wasn't conscious or he hasn't been through certain amount of lifetimes where he's obtained that light, John, on one hand, the people can pull him down back to earth with their sad thoughts and their sad reasons, and he could become chained to that reason. You get what I'm saying? He could become chained to that reason, and then now he's forever bonded. His spirit is now bonded to that reason, and this fucks up his ride. This fucks up him actually being able to find light, because you still find light in the astral realm and move on. This fucks his ability to find light because he's now chained based upon your earthly thought. Your earthly thought. Now, if you had someone, let's just say, who's conscious or been through a certain amount of light and power, you can have those earthly thoughts. But if that person understands that there's more than his human reality, the human suffering or the human aspect will not be bonded down with his soul or certain forms of his spirit, because he's able to shed them or let them go, as opposed to John. So Trayvon Martin told me, no, he's been conscious. The hood, why are they scared of black men with hoods? Because black men in hoods represents the priesthood. And what they're seeing is your true power when you put on that hood. You get what I'm saying? So that was symbolic of letting us know that this was a conscious movement. Fuck all them Skittles and all that shit. Niggas been buying Skittles and all the rest of this kind of shit. Now, let me tell you. He told me to explain this calmly. So I'm explaining this calmly right now because his request. But y'all niggas would get beaten the head so fucking hard by me about them goddamn Skittles right now. You just have no idea. You'll never eat a fucking Skittle again in your life. But he's telling me to explain this shit to you calm.
I still have tons left over from Halloween. Nobody wanted them.
Let me tell you.
Nobody
wanted
them.
Tell y'all this calmly. So his move, now I want you to understand this. We need to understand something that we keep saying, but we keep fluffing over. Everything here has a purpose. There's nothing that can happen to you that wasn't a prior thought of yours. So no matter how you die, how vicious, how pleasant, on your own terms, or what seems to be on someone else's terms, it's all bullshit. You magnetically attract everything. And when it's your time to go, you're not getting past that. No one,
right.
No man has the power to take you out before your time. It doesn't exist. It wouldn't happen if it's not supposed to happen by our divine law. So if we're supposed to be the conscious folks dealing with light and understanding, because at the end of the day, this whole conscious movement is the study of death. True conscious movement is the study of death. We should be beyond the fear that this is somehow a punishment. You get what I'm saying? That doesn't blind us from how we know the human world will act. Dick Gregory, Al Sharpton,
right.
They are supposed to act like that. They are Dick Gregory and Al Sharpton. They came what they came to do, to give human beings not only a course of action, but a reality, a form of struggle to come through. There is a line in the sand between the human thought process and conscious thought. Conscious thought is, remember, if you're dealing with conscious thought, conscious people are supposed to be the priesthood, hands down. You're supposed to be the manipulators of this matrix, hands down. So you are the ones who deal with this information, who have the power to fuck it up as well as make it right. So it's really, at the end of the day, I'm only talking to you, the ones who know better. You get what I'm saying? The ones who know better. I don't hold Al Sharpton or Dick Gregory or the general public
right.
responsible. They're supposed to do that. That's why they're here. You're supposed to understand this on a higher level. And the first thing you get into this thing for is to understand the concept of death. There is no harm or foul here. It's only harm based upon your human reality. You know, he's a 17-year-old. This is my child. He's 17-year-old. I'm going to be humanly upset. But spiritually, metaphysically, and all the rest of that Erica Lee shit, I know what it is. You get what I'm saying? And you're supposed to know what it is. You're not supposed to participate in these human rituals. Everybody wear a hood day. You get what I'm saying? You just lowered your frequency. You get what I'm saying? At the end of the day, we need to understand this shit is about pushing us to the next level, even after this. So to grieve or to anger over this, which is the typical human reaction, you just put yourself in the regular bunch. You get what I'm saying? I said this before and I say it again. You make the decision to draw the line in the sand. You say, look, I am going to be conscious. I am going to study our ancient sciences. I am going to walk a higher path, a one that's enlightened. To do that, you can't have it both ways. That means to walk a higher path, you must give up a lower path. Well, what's a lower path? Nothing but your human thought. You can look at it as the lower chakras versus the higher chakras. The lower chakras are your animalistic human thought process in a certain context, you could say. So you're making a choice. To be conscious is to make that choice and to become responsible for what you're doing. Now, Freaky Ty and them came through from the Lost Boys. That's when they was all telling me, no, he went as a young to be a young to have his spirit on the astral world as a youngster for his own fucking enjoyment. While we sit around worried because now we are old and thinking about, well, he could eventually be the president. Is that what it is? You know what I'm saying? He would have had a good life in school. This is the place of suffering. You get what I'm saying? This is the place of suffering. So we need to understand he had his own agenda and he's saying that. And he's saying, and this is what he said, because now all you conscious people, and I've seen you on Facebook, you kind of stifled his thing. I want you to understand this and listen to this shit and stop making goofs in the goddamn chat room. This is exactly what he said to do. There was a ritual or something that Phil talked about. Let's just say that. Some church folks on the radio. It was a drought in Texas. Dude on the radio told everybody in earshot to think about rain in Texas, and then they had a flood.
Yes.
Now, he told, I would never do that again. He said, I will never do that again. So what does that mean? That means, in fact, something that Aline was saying this weekend to me. Your thoughts are light, but your thoughts carry light because thoughts are faster than the speed of light. So now as a occultist, this should be common knowledge, meaning
right.
everything we've taught you for the last 3-4 years here has been how to line your thoughts up, how to get your thoughts or your thoughts of light in control to start to fortify yourself and to shape your reality with your very own thoughts. This matrix is built with thoughts. It has now become a bad fucking idea. You get what I'm saying? But it can be controlled by your thoughts. You can send thought energy wherever you want. And Trayvon said he wants to fuck George Zimmerman up. And since we're the ones here, we can do it. And I said, oh, so this is more better. This is better than actually sitting around trying to explain how happy you are to folks. Y'all got that anger, that animosity, and I know you do, because, you know, who wants to see a 17-year-old kid get killed, but why don't you do something a little bit more powerful? His face is on the web. Trayvon says, what we need to do is send thoughts to him. Now, I said, okay, what kind of thoughts? He said, quite simply, we need to send Mayotte to him. So I'm like, well, okay, that sounds like balance. He said, no, that sounds like what goes around comes around. So So, everyone in earshot, I need you to listen to this. Stop fucking trying to be beboppers and scatters in this motherfucker. We need, this is how you do it. I've done this plenty of times, and you need to do this. Your thoughts, you need to create a movie in your mind. You need to create a movie in your mind. Now, listen closely. Because somebody told black candles and all the rest of that. All, we're not talking about rituals here.
No.
Rituals to do this. Rituals can do it. But remember, at the end of the day, any ritual is done to line up your thoughts.
Right.
No, y'all need to make a goddamn movie in your mind. Y'all need to get into your panic pack, get into your meditative form, and create whatever story, the outcome. You need to visually see it. You need to see the map of America. Visually see your thought movie going down towards this nigga. You get what I'm saying? Down towards the state of Florida. Fuck all this marching and all the rest of that shit. You get what I'm saying? Y'all want to do something, let's do that. And watch the outcome. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
See him choking. See his heart stopping. You know what I'm saying? See extreme pain. See him bleeding. See him cowering in pain. See him crippled. See him getting raped. Go ahead. Do it. And watch what happens. Y'all want to see what y'all could do? Y'all want a little test? Let's test some shit. You get what I'm saying? And I'm glad to say nothing happened. Go ahead. Let's do it. You got to – it's thoughts. You need to send an ass-whipping down there. You get what I'm saying? That's what we – and really, that's what your boy Trayvon was on. You get what I'm saying? This is his shit. Send a ass-whipping. You need to see. You need to create a whole script. Act one, act two, and then act three. You get what I'm saying? See, we used to not doing nothing. You get what I'm saying? You got to see him choking. You got to see inside of him his heart popping. That nigga will run and say, please arrest me. Someone, please arrest me. You get what I'm saying? I've done this
right.
before. There was a dude, I was talking to a sister I'm trying to remember the story, whose cousin got locked up or something. They said he shot up a party. He didn't do it. He's in jail, you know. Tucked away is a done deal. We started fucking with another one of her dead cousins. Started giving this nigga pops. I'll show you how to do this. The dude that did the crime ran to the bingo night and told her grandmother, look, it was me. They need to let that nigga go. He said, I was just tormented. And so they let him go and arrested this nigga. So he was free and clear, gone, just by the torment of this spirit shit. You get what I'm saying? So now we're not going to ask for the Apollos to go down there, Ogun and them. You know what I'm saying? That's the routine. We're trying to show you now that it's us that's doing it. And watch what happens. Everyone do it. Send some shit down there. I have no goddamn qualms about that shit. Get what I'm saying? No qualms.
Right.
Send some shit down there. Any funky, raunchy thing. His picture is up. His name is up. If you're in the Kabbalah, do the numbers. George Zimmerman, do it. Do whatever it is. You need to find out his zodiac and go to town. Whatever the fuck it is you do. You get what I'm saying? What you do. We're going to send an ass whipping down there. Let them niggas go march. You get what I'm saying? My corns can't take that. You get what I'm saying? My corns, I can't do that. So that's for them. We work with our mind power. We create reality. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We create reality. You send a constant tormenting ass whipping to George Zimmerman. The end. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? Now, again, that's not for me. That's from Trayvon. You know what I'm saying? We've been attaching this George Zimmerman to him, when George Zimmerman was just the fucking tool. You know what I'm saying? But again, we still here, so let's kick some ass. Let's just exercise some muscle. Now, don't do it once. Do it all the time.
No.
Every time you get to inkling, you on the toilet, send a powerful diarrhea to him. You get what I'm saying? You on the bus, you know what I'm saying? Send a transfer to that. Whatever you get to inkling, you keep it going. You see this shit going into, you look at the whole America in your mind, and after you've done, and you see yourself actually sending this shit in a ball of sludge right to him, and it's going in his chest, his head. You, the key to shit like this is constant detailing of the thoughts. The detail is what gets this right. Now that's from your boy. Now, like I said, Freaky Ty, ODB came through. He said he's with us. He's a god. He said, but what's fucking him up is these fucking conscious people doing what the humans do. Because y'all have dealt with enough light that this actually can affect this nigga's. Y'all blowing this nigga's high right now. You get what I'm saying? There's nothing from this nigga I got that he was scared and what happened and I just don't know. This is terrible. He's like, no. I wanted to leave now. I wanted to get my lost boy on. You get what I'm saying? So we really need to know. We need to really check ourselves. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. When we indulge in priesthood information and then start dealing with human actions, we got to draw the line. That's really what it is. If you're dealing with human shit. We talk about humanity is a frequency, and consciousness, or what we're calling consciousness, is a frequency. It's a higher light frequency. So when you have dealt in this higher light and you start bringing it down to this low level, you cross in the streams. Yes. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
You need to understand what the humans to the humans. When I do human shit, I do human shit. But when we talking here tonight, you know what I'm saying? We can't do that. I can't do that. You get what I'm saying? So we need to know. This boy is good. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, it's human thought. Like I said, if it was some human shit happened to me, I'd be fucked up. Oh, my 17-year-old son, Lord, you know, throw me now.
Of course.
I'll be doing all that shit too. But you got to remember, it's not. It's our son in the big picture, but we supposed to be holistic that are forever beings. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
We're forever beings. We're supposed to be dealing with this guy from a forever perspective, not from the short-term tragedy of they killing our kids perspective. Like, where's the justice? Where's the fucking justice? Mm-hmm. Even Will Smith said, look, they arrested some bitch that threw some powder on Kim Kardashian, but let this nigga free. See, we can't be dealing with that level of science when Will Smith is dealing with that. You get what I'm saying?
That's
you should be ashamed. You should be ashamed that Will Smith is saying what you're saying. You get what I'm saying?
Just because
you're supposed to have gone through more than him. Not egotistically where you're a god and he's not, but you know what he's dealing with. You get what I'm saying? So he's starting to surpass you. You get what I'm saying? Which should be scary. You get what I'm saying? When Will Smith, who's scratching at the door of consciousness, should be looking up to you. You get what I'm saying? With his hat off, with hat in hand. You get what I'm saying? But y'all raising him up, you know what I'm saying? Y'all raising him up because that only shows your thought hasn't went to that level. But even that's fine. But you got to understand when you start dealing with – when you're playing both sides of the fence, you're actually fucking up the flow. You get what I'm saying? You're actually fucking up the flow. You know what I'm saying? And these spirits tell me that. You get what I'm saying? The idea about dying is to be free. Now, what we need to know is – what binds you here is your own mind or the powerful mind of others or the constant mind of others. So when you become this martyr, you get what I'm saying, this martyr for this cause, it can wrap you here. It locks your spirit here. You can't escape because your thoughts are magnetic. And if you people are saying Trayvon Martin, you magnetically hold him here. He cannot move on. Unless he's had some form of consciousness in him, which means he knows how to say, let the humans have my human and my light, my true light, can move the fuck on. A lot of people can't do that. You know what I'm saying? He said he could. But what's fucking him up is when conscious people get involved, because the conscious people are supposed to know better. We're supposed to be pushing him up, but we're pulling him back, wearing hoodies. You know what I'm saying? Me and King Cook was watching the news. You know what I'm saying? Niggas at his funeral had a whole table of Skittles. I'm like, is that even on a human level, is that the way it's supposed to be?
Right, right. Exactly.
For? You know what I'm saying?
What?
Y'all
yeah.
niggas need to make some homemade Skittles like Kwanzaa.
For
you know
real.
Get Kwanzaa
right.
on them. I made you a Skittle from scratch. No gluten. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm just buying regular Skittles. You know what I'm saying?
Regular
it's like that's
Skittles.
Not even an effective way to go. I mean, the dude's going to get fucked up. You get what I'm saying? Even on a human level.
Yeah.
But what I'm telling y'all is every waking moment, you get what I'm saying? Y'all niggas
right.
should be murdering this dude in your thoughts. Every waking
yep.
moment. And watch what happened. Watch this shit unfold. You know what I'm saying? They officially declared Whitney Houston's death. I told you. They said it was drowning. I told you that she told me something was wrong with her neck. You know what I'm saying? So I knew that was going on. She also came through again. She's much chiller now. She came through and she was trying to ask who the fuck I was and shit. And niggas was like, nah, he's cool. She's like, yeah, who the fuck is this? She's like, me and him going to make a record together. We fucking making a goddamn record in the spirit where I'm looking real corny, you know, sampling shit. But her energy is finally getting where it needs to be. Because you remember, she came through, and Khadijah had the dream of all of these Oshun chicks was trying to heal her. And she was peeling these holes off, throwing shit on the floor, telling them to fire in them all. Because I explained that she's actually a dark goddess. You get what I'm saying? So she was looking for some of that dark energy. So evidently, she's getting where she needs to be. You get what I'm saying? So now she's seeing, like, well, who the fuck are you talking all that shit to me, talking about me and contacting me early on? So I'm like, nah, you know, don't worry. Other niggas was actually validating me to her. And we did a jam together, evidently. So Whitney's power is getting powerful. And I told you what you want to do when it does get powerful. It's called on a deity. It looks like Maximon, but it's actually Mashimon. Mashimon. It's from Ma or Mama, or Ma'am, I think it was the deity, which was a Mayan deity that got mixed with San Simon or Saint Simon, which is a powerful Apollo deity within itself, or became a Apollo deity. So what they were trying to do was clean her up with the saint energy, but they underestimated how foul people looked at San Simon. I only say foul in the context of him being a dark entity. So it became this one entity called Mashimon, the name. And I explained how she was telling me early on, her and Bobby Brown are actually one entity, two parts of the same light, you know what I mean? This dark light. So now that we did this hot jam and shit, she's up and the energy's right. So now it's really time to get with that Mashimon energy, which is Whitney. You get what I'm saying? One half of that Bobby. You get what I mean? And we're gonna get some questions and answers. But again, when it's all said and done, as I pointed out, I told you Madonna is a fucking stuntster. All that shit was fucking a stunt. You know, people already had her killing Whitney and down with the Illuminati. But at the end of the day, guess what? She has a new album out. So all you niggas got excited during the Super Bowl. She riled all of these niggas up for a new album. New album's called New DNA. New DNA. So what she's trying to show you now is, based upon your thoughts and her standing like fucking Baphomet, standing in all them... That queen shit and all the shit they broke down, she's trying to change her DNA. She's trying to change her DNA. And by her trying to change her DNA means the same thing we talked about today. All this shit, DNA is changed through light. Light or love or through fear. So we are the ones with the power to do it. So by us sitting down, constantly repeating, she's the Illuminati, she's Baphomet, she's all of these things. We actually, the same way we about to fuck up George Zimmerman, we just enthroned her with our thoughts. Do you get this process? There's nothing that can happen without us. Your slavery today is them manipulating your thoughts, because your thoughts are light energy. So controlling light that they cannot harness or create within themselves through the melanin, through their divine connection with the greatest and first light, you could just say Sirius in this case, that they cannot harness this and make this light manifest or make this light change them in the form of evolutionary progress. They need you to think it up for them. They need you to think it up for them. So they constantly have to manipulate you through fear and excitement. You get what I'm saying? Super Bowl, Baphomet, Whitney's dead. You get what I'm saying? You just put it all together and say, oh, man, Madonna's some sinister, high-level hoe. No, all she is trying to put out a motherfucking album. And we blessing it by adding, and this is Madonna's forte. She's been doing this since she's got here. So, again, all that shit, when it's said and done, when you wipe all that smoke away, she just got an album coming out. You get what I'm saying? So we need to stop giving these people more credit than they deserve. Simple as that. Now, we're going to get into questions and answers tonight, too. And I just want to thank all the people that came out to the lecture. I'm forgetting everybody, but I'm going to say some of the names. I want to thank Sean, King Cook, and Kali for coming. I know y'all know Kali Ali. She was high. She was dealing with the guest list. She was in the house. I want to thank Brother Aleem and his queen, Kadira, for shutting that motherfucker down. Aleem talked for 8 goddamn hours straight, hard science. The DVD will be coming soon. Next week I'm looking at the DVD, so how we're going to do it. Aleem will have a copy so you can see him for that. And then I'll see where we're going to take it there. I Am Bored from the goddamn from Live in the Remix was in the house. I Am Bored El Bay, I guess she's now. I'm Bored El Bay. She was in the house. She doesn't look like you would think. At first, I thought it was a guy all that time. Sandra was in the house. Kriana Brownlee was in the house. They always in the chat room. My man Lionel Martin. I didn't know it was Lionel Martin until afterwards. Queen Mother of Nine was in the house. Met her and her king. Asar Tupac L from the room was in the house. That's the sister that helped me on 89.9 and all the rest of that. Old sweet person. The two Chris's was in the house from Texas. These are some dog niggas. If you remember, they called in one time, said they had some law problem, and the guy had some fear going on, but they said, yeah, they was already in the morning and all that. Met those two cats. Yeah. Straight demonic niggas on some straight demonic shit. So I want to shout out to them. They drove 12 hours. Watched the lectures and turned around and drove 12 hours. So, you know, you talking about real deal niggas came. You have the sister, I'm bad with names, but the sister from California, she does, you know, little sculptures. I'm going to get one from her, nice things. So you have, but I didn't feel as bad because she visited her folks. But you have people from North Carolina. It was a fucking smashing and dashing affair. One of the best.
Oh, yeah.
Let me see if I'm missing anybody. Oh, you know who I'm not going to miss. The sister Esther came through with her crew, and you know how she do. She walked in with a smile. It was a little bit, and we waited a little while, but she came through doing what she do on the couch. I said, yo, Esther, what's this all about? She said, well, I came down. I'm Remix fam. And she said, this weekend, this place is the jam. I said, okay, Esther, I'm glad you're here. You're about to sit down, relax, and lose all your fear. I said, oh, Esther, oh, Esther. It was really a Snickers. Esther came through, and everybody was like, where is Esther at? Esther came through, put up a try to sneak by me and shit, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, come on, Esther, you ain't going to really act like I don't notice you, you know what I'm saying? So I'm glad Esther was in the house, her brother was in the house. Her peeps was in the house, so it was quite the shindig, quite
yes,
the function.
Yes, yes.
You know what I mean?
I heard the Remix family definitely showed up and showed out, so that was good. That
Melva,
was beautiful.
A girl, Melva was in the house with her husband, Black. They came through. They came through from New Orleans. So yeah, good old Melva, Melva Holland. You know I'm missing 1,000 people. You know what I mean? I'm bad with names,
right.
But shit, all the faces. I'm such and such in the chat. But I did notice this, though. Sean said, I noticed how when you was meeting everybody, everybody was saying my name is like, Hey, I'm John Williams, Chancey Duncan, you know, Billy Graham. I'm like, yeah, nobody say I'm Arsar L. Tupac Rakim L. Bey. I said, I noticed that. He said, you clown that shit so much. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, wow. So, yeah, Esther came from Chicago. Yeah, I said, nobody's telling me their names. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, it was a good affair. People loved the place. The energy was there. People waiting for Miss Blue to come through and all the rest of that. The printer messed up with the card, so we didn't have the Oracle cards yet. But, you know, we're gonna rectify that.
The cards are coming. Yeah, they just sent them to the wrong place. And like I told you guys, I still got them. I want to make one more change on them. I don't want them to be perfect, but they'll come out exactly when they need to. I have them in my hands. You guys know I've been using them. So, yeah, we'll get the cards out. I know it was great. You guys gave me some feedback, so I'm really, really glad that we definitely to have the remix in the house supporting definitely the lecture. Everybody had a wonderful time, so that's great. We're going to be taking questions, I guess, here in just a moment. So 646-652-2711 is the number to call if you got your occult questions for Brother Panic. And don't forget to get your Panic Pack and other things that you need by emailing Brother Panic at Panic, P-A-N-I-C, Panic. At hotmail.com. That's how you can reach Brother Panic. And also, you still have the email address for the lectures, right? Atlanta Lectures at hotmail.com. So to find out more about the lectures.
Yeah, La Blue Inc. She was in the house. She didn't introduce herself as that. But she's in the house. If I see a picture, I'll know who she was. And La Blue Inc., she said she could hear her speakers knocking. Because, again, that's what Trayvon Martin wanted, that particular song. With the Lost Boys, because that's what he's become. So that's why she heard. But she didn't introduce herself as that. But it's going to be in May. We're going to move in early May, so the next lecture won't be in April. It'll be in May. It's looking like it's going to be Wayne Chandler. So you can email around the time I start announcing it. That's when you can start sending emails. Right now, you better get your panic packs. When I tell you them people went through those panic packs at that lecture, I ain't never seen no shit like that in my life. Niggas walk through the door. Let me get three of those right off, kid. I'm like, damn, all right, no doubt. So I appreciate the love. I appreciate everyone showing up and supporting. You know, I got a chance to say it, but, you know, I really appreciate meeting y'all all face-to-face. I'm bad with names. I'm better with faces. I appreciate meeting everybody face-to-face. You know, the support, the love. I was glad to present a lecturer that was able to give y'all something worth that drive, worth all that traveling. You know what I'm saying? So you know, I'm happy to keep doing it again. And I'll be real with y'all. Those lectures are not prosperous at all. I paid more money out to put it on. But the thing is, y'all paid for the advance tickets. So basically, y'all paid for that lecture. And so as long as y'all paying for that lecture, I'll be more than happy to throw them. So that's what made it happen. Y'all paid the advance tickets, and I used that money to get the place, get the chairs, get the flyers, get the sound man, you know, just the time and effort of just promoting it, going on other people's shows and locking all of this down and all the rest of that. And I do not mind doing it. I'll do it every day, all day. So I want to make you clear where this is coming from. You get what I'm saying? So much love to y'all, too. I love y'all just as much as y'all love me, 100%. And I know y'all know that. But, you know, I don't mind doing it. My goal here is to try to bring some of the lecturers that taught or inspired me. In that you're really not getting a lot from the radio and YouTube. And a lot of people have told me that. And for the people who've gone to the lectures for the first time with Aleem, they see it's a whole different animal than it was. It's a whole different animal than it was when you're on YouTube and at your own pace. More information than you can stand, and you need to have that DVD. So what I'm trying to do, and I'll bring anybody who's worthy and who can hold it down in his pure heart to come and speak, because I want people to be inspired like I was inspired. You get what I'm saying? inspired like I was inspired. So that's what this is about. And what I did get from all the old school vendors and all the old school people that was there was this was like the old lectures. The energy was right. The people was right. The dude that owned the place said he's never seen a more respectful crowd ever in his building. So I said, that's remix love, kid. You need to understand where that's coming from. It just don't happen like that. So y'all did it exactly right. I'll be the medium. Like I said, your advance tickets got everybody here and all together. And I don't mind doing it. Like I said, the herb packs do enough for me. I'm not greedy. So this is something to do, like I said, you know, so we can have a place to meet, you know, congregate, talk, share ideas, so on and so forth, have fun, and learn some shit. You get what I'm saying? So that's what this is about. So we want to keep this type of thing going, and this is how it can be done. And any ideas, I'm open for. I talked to Bobby this week just to catch up on him. He's doing a lot of spiritual work. That's why he's told me he's been off the scene. He's doing a lot of his spiritual work. So what I let him know, he said, oh, he heard about the lecture. He said I heard it was a thing to remember. And I let him know that forum is always open to him whenever he delights. So, again, when Bobby does his spiritual work, nobody can say nothing to him. So we'll, as this thing progresses, you know what I'm saying, and people give me ideas of who they want to see, we'll make it happen. But like I said, my interest is in those people who are thorough teachers, not people who just been on Blog Talk before. You get what I'm saying? In fact, I could pick anybody in the room. We'll have a Blog Talk show after tonight. You get what I'm saying? We're talking about seasoned lecturers here. You get what I'm saying? So that's what we're looking at to move on. So I want to thank everybody again. I do appreciate the love. It felt real good meeting everyone face to face. Everyone from the remix represented. So I do want to thank and spread and say how much I love you guys for showing up and always showing up at the show and so on and so forth. So thanks again. And we can get to the Q&A too.
Yes, yes. Beautiful. Well, it's definitely good. And I'm so glad, you know, that we do have this platform and have you guys to come and the Remix family to go. And you guys represented Remix style, which is so much about everything here. So much love. I'm so glad that everything definitely went well and you guys went down there and you represented like you did. We're going to go ahead. And by the way, I do want to give a shout out to Brother Bobby because I did get a chance to speak with him as well and just send some love to him and Linda as well. And for you guys to reach out to Brother Bobby, especially if you want to get a DVD, some of the work that he's working on and some of the things that he's doing, you can always reach Brother Bobby by calling 678-358-1055. So that's 678-358-1055. Reach out to Brother Bobby Hammett. Get some of those DVDs. Get some of those spiritual work things that he has there. Lots of tools there as well. So you can definitely do that. So he'll be coming on the remix soon. We know everything happens in divine time. So now, speaking of divine time, we're going to be taking questions. So here we go. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 when you get on the phone line so that we know that you have a question, a cult question, for Brother Panic tonight in the remix. I see you guys on the phone lines already. So we're going to go over. We're going to take some phone calls. That's good with you, Brother Panic?
Sure thing.
All right, so here we go. We're going to go to the phone lines. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 571. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Is that me?
Yes, it is. 571. Yes.
All right. Yo, what up? This is Bush Doctor. What's going on?
Oh, what's going on, bro?
Greetings,
ain't nothing,
Bush
man. Ain't I actually, well, I guess I do have a question. I didn't actually really have a question, but I was just listening. But I did want to ask both you and Bobby, not Bobby, you and Blue, have you guys come across anything about hourglasses in, like, you know, a cult or any study, anything, hourglass? I've been seeing that a lot in my meditation, an hourglass.
Khadija just had a channel and told, remember I told you the two Chris came?
Mm-hmm.
And she it does have an occult meaning. It does have an occult symbol. What? I don't know. it's something to do with controlling time, something in that level. But I would say get an hourglass and see, because these had a, I didn't hear the channel, but she was telling one of the Chris that they need to get an hourglass on their altar.
Altar, okay.
So I, yeah, I don't know why, but I would say if it's coming to you, just go get one. You know what I'm saying? See what happens. The occult symbol, I mean, get one of those occult symbology books that I pointed out. Somebody wrote that, somebody just texted me, that's Santissima. So it must be connected with La Santissima Muerte, which they both were dealing with. But I do know it's about controlling time. You get what I'm saying? The sands of time. You get what I'm saying? So it's about controlling the sands of time.
You know, the funny thing is, though, is that when I see it during my meditation, it's not vertical. Mm-hmm. It's actually horizontal. So it's like there's no time passing at all. It's like it's like laying on its side.
Maybe balancing time.
Or here's something else you can think about. The hourglass also is sort of that shape. It has a lot to do with the feminine shape, the shape of the woman. If you turn it on its side, it's the infinity sign. It has a lot to do with infinity. And I have an hourglass, and one of the things that I work with the hourglass is really how if you watch it, if you turn it like sideways up, and you do your meditation, and you begin to stare at the hourglass and look at the sand, you can actually travel through it. So this is really sort of, you can do time traveling and do some shape shifting through the hourglass.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yes, you can do it.
Okay.
So
okay.
I do that a lot.
I was going to say, it's funny you said that, because I had an experience with Whitney after the last panic show that we had. And it was about, you know, the right brain thought, because panic was talking about that, and I had an experience with Whitney. That's funny that you say that. Okay, I'm going to get me one, definitely.
Yeah, you can do that. And it also represents just sort of the cycles of life, you know, sort of the death and the rebirth doing that.
Okay.
So you can actually just kind of, you know, you can time travel to it. You can go back into the past, go into the future. You can time travel with it. Yeah, and the sand is there, too, to represent that, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. The sand also represents melanin as well, so you could connect all of that.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. That's all I had. I'm just listening. Appreciate it.
Cool. All right, bro.
All right. I'll be at the next lecture. I wasn't able to make it this time, but I guess I can take a train or whatever, go down there, and then come back up. You know.
Yeah, that'll work.
It's
a whole different thing. Yeah, it's a whole different thing being in the house, dog. Yeah. You feel the energy. And like I said, I'm going to try to put together the two-day thing so where it's worth it. You know what I'm saying? A little get-together, meet and greet, little music, libations, and all of that, and the next day the lecture. So it'll be worth It'll be worth the 2 days.
Beautiful. All right, I see you guys in the chat room. Thanks for calling in. Peace and love. All right, we're going to keep taking questions. Going to the next caller calling in, it looks like, from area code 360. You're live in the remix, chatting and chilling with Brother Panic. You have a question? 360? Okay, let's go to the next caller. I guess they're on hold. We're going to go to the next caller calling in, it looks like, from area code 228. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Greetings. This is Robert from Mississippi. And I was wanting to know, when you're having sex and you're bringing up the kundalini, what is the process of gathering that power and then using it? Hello?
Your thoughts. Yeah. You're saying, like, if you're just having sex and you're you're raising kundalini with the woman, what could you do next, or what should you be doing?
Yeah. How do you utilize that kundalini power to benefit me here and now?
Okay. Excellent. That was what the whole lecture was about, and the DVD will be ready soon, where Aline goes into 8 hours of detail on what you should do. But a quick answer for you is your thoughts. Kundalini energy or kundalini energy raised sexually There's a whole technique called sexual kung fu, I think by Montauk Chia, where he explains how you start to use your mind to shape your reality. First and foremost, kundalini energy with sex is healing. And this healing is a healing energy. So we do this naturally. Those sounds that we make, ooh, ah, ah, fuck with the U, shit with the sh sound, sh is the sound of the liver. A is the sound of, E is the sound of the pineal, A is the sound of the heart. I think is the vowels have a specific, and the lim again goes into all this specific things. So sex with raising kundalini first and foremost is healing. And then you can also, you are in the highest state of ecstasy at this point. This means you have, kundalini also has a cosmic connection. There's a cosmic life force. And when you're in this life force, you're in your most, you're in a high vibratory state. So if you're able to, usually now when we're in this state, we think of animalistic thought, basically just busting a nut for human satisfaction. But the idea of tantric sex and any other sexual technique is to go beyond the animalistic side of sex and start dealing with the higher vibrations of it. This way you can shape your reality when you're in this yin-yang force, you and the woman at the same time. So the short answer, the easy answer is, if you're with your queen, you'll want to synchronize your thoughts to start having to whatever reality y'all need or want and fucking honor of it. You get what I'm saying?
Okay. Do I need to do this, like, is this going to happen the first time? It need to be 4 times a week, an hour per session?
Do it as much as you can. Do it as much as you can. See, at the end of the day, I say this, do it until shit starts working. It's real simple. That's the criteria for all of this. If it don't work, then try something else. If it's working, if it takes you 5 minutes, if you're a 5-minute man, but you get the roof fixed on your house in 5 minutes, then that's all you need to do. I'm saying, if you need to get in there and finesse, you know what I'm saying, with some yogurt and strawberry muffin, you know, and you got to go at it, you know what I'm saying? You got to play with the nipple a little bit longer than most, then that's what you got to do. But see, really, tantric sex is about going beyond time and not really going for the orgasm. There's different levels of ecstasy. So in this ecstasy healing state between the one you love, even if it's your hand, you get what I'm saying?
You're
trying to do, what you're trying to do is get into this zone, if you will, where you are your most connected, or I don't want to say most connected, but just you are connected to this cosmic energy or this cosmic life force. Remember, sex with a woman is creating new life. You get what I'm saying? And that woman is a gateway. So just like she brings a child here, everything here can be brought through that feminine gateway. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So the idea is, if you just need it from whatever you need, from a new car, or what I would do was I would get with these deities to get that wisdom. My whole idea was, tell me something I don't know and tell me something that's not in the book. So what I would do with one particular girlfriend was either become the deity, the masculine deity, and have her as the consort, or I would speak to the feminine energy through her, and so much long as the thoughts were synchronized, her movements would change, her vagina would change the shape, she would go into different zones, and I would be in communication with deities while we fucking. You get what I'm saying? Because that's the type of shit I was on. Fuck that. I thought fixing up your resume can get you a card. You get what I'm saying? But most people are on that level. They need to see something tangible. What I was on was trying to make contact. So the idea is, when you're in this kundalini state, even in kundalini meditation, all the ways that you can raise kundalini, is your life force that's awakened and it's connected with the just say universal life force. So therefore, anything goes. You get what I'm saying? This is directed by your thoughts. This is directed by your thoughts. This is what I talked about earlier. Your thoughts build this matrix, and your thoughts will free you from this matrix. Your thoughts create the reality that makes or can make such an impact that it can change everyone's perspective. You get what I'm saying? See, we're suffering because our perspective is that we're persecuted, second-class citizens, and something lords over us. That's our perception of years of ass whippings and shit like that's happening to this little kid. So they, if they keep doing it, our perception of ourselves remain the same. No matter how much you call yourself a god or a goddess, you still see yourself as some suffering human. So
right.
So what you're doing is when you do rituals or anything, you're first trying to change your perspective to change your reality. You get what I'm saying? So what you're looking at in a Kundalini state is a battery. You get what I'm saying? Is a
yeah.
battery. You can sit at your desk and do that, but you can also do it with some sort of power behind you. You get what I'm saying? And
yeah.
that's just one of the sexual aspects of the Kundalini. So it's about getting your thoughts together. You get what I'm saying? Primarily without thinking, sex heals you. If you were just raising Kundalini with your woman on the weekend after y'all went to see the Titans movie or some shit, at the end of the day, y'all going to get a healing out of that. You know what I'm saying? Just by saying these sounds. All that sh and bzz and all of these sounds are sounds of certain organs and certain glands in you. You get what I'm saying? So all of these things that we happen to say when we fuck, all those things are relieving those organs, so you're actually healing yourself on the most mundane level. You get what I'm saying? But if
right.
That's still advanced if you're going for a certain healing. You get what I'm saying? Another
right.
one is if you have issues in your liver, you should be having sex, say, in the liver sound. You get what I'm saying? Which is shh. So we do it anyway with shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
E is another sound. I think E is the pineal gland. So Jesus, when we're doing that kind
yes.
of shit. So we're doing it naturally.
right.
You know, we're doing it naturally. And
yeah.
you know, that you sound, that sound and fuck, you know what I'm saying? You're like, I'm going to fuck the shit out you tonight, bitch.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of shit. So, like, so really you need some tantric shit, you know what I'm saying, to really get an understanding of that. You know what I mean? Montauk Chia, people go at him, but he still has a lot of good stuff. You know, something like cultivating the male energy. First, in that book, Cultivating the Male Energy by Montauk Chia, he'll teach you little things that you could do and techniques on how to pull your energy, be aware of your energy. Based upon your sperm swimming in your testicles, how to pull that energy up through the chakras to realize it, to baptize it and all that kind of shit. You know what I'm saying? And then once you become aware of your energy, you know exactly what it is you're doing. You need to become aware of her energy or have wounds aware of her own energy, which most women naturally still kind of are, you know what I'm saying, a little bit more than us because we've been more mind-controlled to go around and pass out dick on every fucking occasion, you know what I'm saying? You know,
right.
we pass out dick like the gas bill, you feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, but most women don't do that because they know they're giving up their energy. So a lot of women retain that because they're aware of their power. You know what I'm saying? So once we become aware and it's a power share, you'll have a communication without even thoughts, electromagnetic communication between the body, the organs, through touch, through every, you know what I'm saying? But you are creating your own reality. You get what I'm saying? You remember, where you're going is where your thoughts are right now. You get what I'm saying? That's why I harp on the thoughts. No, you need to stop thinking about the fucking Illuminati. You need to stop thinking about this one and that one because you're going to bring – your thoughts don't stop. Your thoughts are the only thing that's real about you, and they don't stop when you die. So when you die, you're going to see a greater reality, but you're still going to be fighting against, well, the Illuminati's coming or the reptilians or something. So it's really about extreme thought. We need to know where the fuck we at, and this is the reality of this. But this shouldn't be mixed with your greater reality. So this love that you're able to create down here goes towards your greater reality. You get what I'm saying? It goes towards where you're going. That's why that's the importance of the heart chakra. You get what I'm saying? And open. That's the kingdom. That's the kingdom. That's the gateway to the kingdom. You get what I'm saying? So the love aspect is very important. Even who you fucking, you better be fond of. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Ultimately, you should try to get into some love shit. That's the story of Shiva and Parvati. Shiva was I think it's pronounced aesthetic. Or I can't remember how to pronounce it, but meaning he was the ultimate shaman, the ultimate study nigga. Fuck the earth nigga. Fuck that. All that dumb shit that everybody here be saying, I'm leaving the earth and never coming back. He was the ultimate. And then Kama, not Karma, Kama, the god of love, was trying to introduce, along with others, into Parvati, who represented earth and love. Now, at first, I didn't understand or really care about the importance of this. He also had another wife. I believe her name was Sati, or Sati, I believe, but very close. I think it's Sati, who, in the earlier mythology, she dies, becomes the Yoni, and then he comes from the mountains, becomes the Lingam. But later on, he marries Parvati from the Himalayas, from the mountains. So Shiva lived in the mountains, meaning she's the pineal gland. You get what I'm saying? His divine Shakti is the energy that wakes him up, sexual energy. Remember, all he did was smoke weed. He eventually marries, all he, you know, this means he's high. You know, he's the ultimate, I don't need shit, but my study, and to tell y'all motherfuckers how fucked up the earth is, you know what I'm saying? Fuck all of that. I'm not concerned with it. I'm just in my meditation. I don't even wash the fuck up. So they were trying to, they eventually got him with Parvati. And basically, Parvati represented matter or the physical world. So even me, I'm like, fuck that bullshit. Then I said, oh, I get it. I love this world. When everybody's supposed to say, I hate this motherfucker. It's the Matrix. We were slick. No, I love it because if I didn't go through this motherfucker, I wouldn't be who the fuck I am. So it's like you got to fall in love with this world for the lesson. Same kind of way you was in school, you may have hated one teacher, but if it wasn't for that motherfucker, you wouldn't have graduated. If it wasn't for the motherfucker that kicked your ass, you wouldn't be able to go to the gym and be a fighter, that kind of shit. So while you think you're hating it, there's a level you get, I'm supposed to love this experience because it's the experience of my evolution or my alchemy. You get what I'm saying? So it's not about, see, you know, people like, Pat, I know you don't like the world, but this happened to me. I'm sitting there going, well, if you know I don't like the world, why are you telling me this? But me not liking the world is still wrong. What I'm trying to do is be indifferent to it. You get what I'm saying? I don't necessarily dislike it or don't necessarily like it. I'm here and doing what the work I need to do. You get what I'm saying? When I start liking it and disliking it, I'm in balance. You get what I'm saying? The middle point is the key. So becoming the middle point here is like, I understand. That doesn't mean that you're dismissed from when a young 17-year-old kid dies. You're not off the hook because you're deep and you're the dark magic guy. It doesn't put you off the hook, but I do not share in the reaction of most humans. I understand why this is happening, even if I wasn't able to talk to the kid. I understand why this is happening. And as a scientist, that's what you're supposed to be. This whole plight of consciousness is about understanding. You get what I'm saying? So we're supposed to be understanding death, not reacting to it. You get what I'm saying? Now, if it happens to you personally, that's it's a different story. But we're talking about world events. World events are for the world. Spiritual events are for us. You get what I'm saying? So we deal with the spirit. We don't deal with no fucking Skittles. You get what I'm saying? This is almost like Chris is wearing a cross. If there was such a thing as Jesus who died on the cross, that's like if he got shot by a gun, you wear a gun. This kid got killed with Skittles in his hand. Fuck, you want more Skittles? Leave that shit away from me. You get what I'm saying? Y'all niggas better bring me some Starburst or something. You get what I'm saying? If we're thinking on the same level of there's this traumatized 17-year-old kid, the kid came to me and said, I'm good. What's fucking me up is y'all niggas. He said, why he told me to talk calm? He said, because I'm hearing so much fucking noise. He said, I cannot rest. There's too much fucking noise. He said, just please calmly tell conscious folks, the ones in your earshot, don't pull on me. Push me. Push me. I'm trying to get the energy. You get what I'm saying? So I know that's way off your question, but, it's all relevant. You get what I'm saying? All relevant.
Right. Last thing, and then I'll let you go. Does it matter with the orgasms how many you give your queen, like four of orgasms? Does it matter?
The more, the merrier. Shit.
So that like, makes you
that
the more
right
she
there,
gives?
That question right there, I think you may need to tell niggas how to give their women more orgasms. This shit, that shit don't even sound like a part. I don't think no woman, this nigga's giving me too many orgasms. What should I do, panic? You know what I'm saying? I just can't stand all these goddamn orgasms. Here come orgasm man now. I got to go. But you ready for orgasm, nigga? You ready for orgasm? No, come on now. That don't even sound right. Like I said, as long as she's able to harness the energy. Now, I will say this. A woman is a black hole, endless energy, kid. So if she's in the, if you're getting multi orgasms, there's some who probably would say, you know, maybe you know she needs to, maybe she's ejaculating, not having an orgasm, all that, whatever. But if she's getting in that zone and she's able to lose herself each orgasm, shit, you know, let it roll, get bold. You know what I'm saying? You know, let that shit go. You know what I'm saying? That's what I say. But I'm sure there's a tantric guy will tell you, no, brother, that's her sacral chakra out of balance. Let me go there and get some rubber bands and some sticky gum and, you know, turn it to the left. You know what I'm saying? If you hear gas, that means it's not ready. I'm sure you'll hear that anywhere. But primarily, as I say with everything, how does it feel? And I shouldn't really have to ask, how does it feel to have multi-orgasms, good or bad? You get what I'm saying? I would say still study a little something. Find something on tantric, because if you find something, especially in Shisha too, that she's giving out her energy and she's not reaching certain levels, you get what I'm saying? They'll say an Aleem taught at this, you got to get that DVD too, but Aleem taught that there's 9 levels of orgasm. There's one, and there's more. But whatever, there's no more numbers. So we can look at it symbolically. There's 9 levels of orgasm. And I guess Aleem may go into each deep level, but the deeper the level of orgasm, the more connected, the more healing, the more whatever, whatever. So if she's not having quality orgasms, you may need to work on that.
Yeah, they're quality.
Okay, well, there you go. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, the best thing you can ever do, more than any book or what more than any guru can tell you, is experiment yourself, because you are a fucking scientist. And you ain't a scientist if you listening to other scientists' work. You ain't conscious if you listen to the next man's fucking system without trying your own, at least. You get what I'm saying? There's certain systems that are sound, but you need to be able to have the mentality that you're willing to stray off the path to try your shit. Get what I'm saying? If the recipe is cinnamon butter and vanilla, you know what I'm saying? You may need to throw some fucking peanuts in there and see just what happens. You know what I'm saying? So that's the real mentality you want to have. See if it's working. See if y'all can try something. Try to make some shit happen. Like Ebony once did. I don't think she did with sex magic, but she'll get up in the morning and go, I want to see green today. And she all day. Green houses, green cars, green shoes. You get what I'm saying? That's just exercising your magnetism. You get what I'm saying? So you're exercising. Shit, I want to see number bubblegum machines. And watch, goddamn, I seen 50 bubblegum machines today. That kind of shit. So see what works. Experiment.
All right, great one. I appreciate your kindness.
Yes, sir, almighty. Good luck with everything you do.
Yes. Peace and love. All right. So here we go. We're going to go to the next caller. 646-652-2711 is the number. If you have a question for Brother Panic, an occult question, press 1 when you get on the phone lines. We're going to go to the caller calling in, it looks like, from area code 973. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Good evening.
Hey.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, good evening.
Peace, what's going on?
Nothing. Actually, I was debating whether or not, that always happens when my call gets picked up, when I don't think I'm going to be next, but I guess I'm supposed to ask the question. I have a question with respect to...
Did you say your name and where you're calling from?
From? Yeah, who's on the line, please?
Oh, do I have to? I don't have to say my name, right? Do I have to identify
you
myself?
Can,
yeah.
I mean, you're on air. You can just give us a name.
it's not like we're going to check your ID.
Yeah, we're not going to go check it out. I promise I won't go on your records. I promise I won't.
I'm calling from New Jersey.
All righty.
Okay. I have a question regarding some of the information that you all covered with respect to the transition of this young man. The tragedy. With respect to the conscious community and the approach that everyone's taking, you know, just as far as the emotionalism and the reaction. And, you know, I've had several discussions with friends of mine about this, and I think in terms of conscious, quote-unquote, conscious people or people who are supposed to be vibrating in certain frequencies,
mm-hmm.
I think what we tend to forget, and please, I need both of your insight on this, if the universe only gives us what we focus on, not necessarily what we want or don't want, but what we energize and what we focus on, it seems a little counterproductive for, in my opinion, for quote-unquote conscious people to wear a hoodie or to project ideas or thoughts or images about being having the similar experience that this young man had, that, you know, he chose for whatever reason on his path.
Right. I talked about 45 minutes on that same exact thing. And yes, you're right. See, well, I'll give it to you in a nutshell. Really, you need to go back to this. I spoke to this thoroughly. We spoke to the kid already, and all of these things. So it's really. That's what I opened the show with. Yes, you're
okay.
Right. It is for conscious people. For human people, that's absolutely what they're supposed to be doing. But for conscious people, it's more dangerous because the frequency that they resonate on. This not only brings this misery back into their life. But see, I've talked about this all the time. That's the same process with the Illuminati and Will Smith is doing this, is what they're vibrating on. What we need to vibrate on is bringing that boy to the next level. So I really went in on that already, almost 45 minutes
right.
on that. So there's nothing really more. I would say, you know, just download the show. But, yeah, as conscious people, you know, and I've always said that we need to do better. We have to do better. We're the only ones that can do better. We're conscious people.
Right.
So we have to have a thought process that releases us from the same thing that human people do. And like I said, I went into detail on it in the beginning of the show, sis.
I'm definitely going to check the archive. I'm sorry. Like, I was actually advised
Really good question, you know, and I'll just add on this because Panic did cover that, you know, everything that he wanted to say on that and we talked about at the beginning. But I'll just tell you this, just from the work that I do going into people's records, a big part of it, and this was covered as well, is that we all come back here and we all sort of choose sort of that point of exit for ourselves. We choose that entry and we choose that exit. So looking at it from a spiritual level, it is a very, very different level. And a lot of times that's where the confusion comes in when we begin to think about it. Of course, on your human side, you know, like Brother Panic was saying, and I think we could all feel the pain from the family of that. But you can't get yourself caught in that, no more than you can get yourself caught in what someone says about somebody else in another part of the country. So you have to ask yourself, what are you reacting to and where does your power truly lie for you? And for all of us, it's going to be different based on the work that we came here to do. Like, for instance, I spoke with the sister Nancy Lockhart that deals in the legal. That's a big part of her work. So how she reacts to something and how I react to something is completely different. It doesn't make me any better and it doesn't make her any better. It's just that we have different work here to do. And so once you begin to...
I'm sorry to cut you off, Boo, but
because
here's something that we just forgot. And I want people to sit with this and really think about this for a second. If a young black man shot a white cop, we'd be saying, oh, that's good for the cop. So this ain't about death. This ain't about being sorry for someone unjust. This is about the ego. He shot a young black boy. Your ego is more hurt. You don't really feel for this kid because motherfuckers die every day. You need to stop pulling each other's dick. Because if it was a white cop that was shot, yeah, that's good. That's how it go. Finally, the guards are rising. This young kid, he had on a hood. He was eating Skittles and drinking a Nest tea, and he killed this cop. That's me. I'm going to get Skittles today. So it ain't really like fucking you, your heart goes out. You just, it happened to you.
Well,
and you.
Yeah, I was going to say that's true, too, but I definitely know some people that their heart goes out to that. I'm not going to say I would think it's good either
course.
Way.
I mean, no. Of course. But all this wearing hoodies and shit.
That's ridiculous.
Whose heart go out to them ain't got on no fucking hoodie. They see connected to all of that shit. We talking about this.
That's right.
We talking about this goddamn show out. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Oh, shit, yeah. I'm mad for Trayvon. You mad because, like I said, them same people with them, their hearts going out. With their hearts to go out to a white cop.
Exactly. And you know something else? Great point, Brother Panic. And I want to say this, too. Remember, this is the same media that lies to us. So you can't believe anything that they're saying anyway.
That's their whole job is to
hype this up. And another thing that they're doing, this got brought up in a reading, so I want to say this here. They're trying to coin Zimmerman as being Hispanic because really what they want us to do is to start the black and Hispanics killing each other again. See, because that alleviates them from taking any responsibility, whoever that may be. So don't let the same media that we like to trash and say is telling lies through vision all of a sudden become the truth sayers about what is really going on.
Even if he was Spanish, it's the white man who said he's not going to be arrested. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
That's the manipulation. This shit is about manipulation and mind.
Yeah.
I don't care. Somebody just wrote in a goddamn room, hundreds of kids died in Chicago alone.
Yeah.
Nobody gives a shit. It's what they decide that's what I'm telling you, need to separate your human thought from your conscious thought. It's what they decide to tell you. It's what they decide to tell you. That you are clearly reacting, not acting, reacting as conscious people. Lee, you're supposed to be black elite up in this motherfucker.
Right.
And you ain't leading nothing. You know what I'm saying? You the black elite with your shit, and you still wait. They dropping chemtrails. They got me. And like, come on, now. What are we doing proactively? You know what I'm saying? That's really some fundamental shit. You know what I'm saying? That's some shit that we T.D. Jakes and them niggas should be talking about by now. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. And you know, like you said, here's another thing. For that particular point, somebody said it in the chat room, and you said it earlier. It's a distraction because one of the things too for this situation for Trayvon, what his work is here to do, he's doing it. It's going to happen regardless if you do anything or not.
What I don't get is everybody's all fucking metaphysical when it's in their favor. But when something is not in their favor, all the metaphysics go out the window.
Yeah.
See, like if they killed a little white 17-year-old kid by some black kid or black cop, you always say, oh, that's mayat, that's karma, that's balance, that's all the rest of this good shit. You know what I'm saying? And when they kill you get emotional. You get what I'm saying? You don't say, what happened to the metaphysics of nothing precedes a thought? Meaning, what happened to the power of God and goddess, which we come and go as we will? What happened to the idea that life doesn't end after death? So what's the big deal? He's dead. You motherfuckers supposed to be studying death. So what, I don't get why it gets emotional now. You know what I'm saying? And it's not personal. Not really up close and personal.
Right.
It's personal in the context. I understand we have a connection to this boy and every black boy and every black mother.
Yeah.
I understand that concept. They're wearing the hoods because they're trying to show their connection. Your connection is because he's black. You get what I'm saying? You don't need, see, when you're wearing this fucking hood, you're trying to affirm to white people that it's okay for you to wear a fucking hood.
That's right, and that's crazy.
I wouldn't even give them the fucking satisfaction. Know what I'm saying? I wear a fucking ski mask if I want to wear a fucking ski mask.
Right.
In a bank.
Exactly.
Know what I'm saying? I walk around fucking a check cashier place with a stocking cap on my face. Who gives a fuck?
That's
you know what I'm saying? Like, we're just affirming.
Right.
I'm mad, so I'm going to buy more Skittles.
Yes.
Come on,
man.
Come on.
Right.
Like I said, I expect humans to do that. Conscious people doing that? Like, listen closely. Your heart, everybody's heart is going to go out to a 7-year-old boy, 17-year-old boy. Whose heart's not going to go out to a 17-year-old boy, to a 17-year-old boy's mother, uncles, brothers, and sisters? But your vengeance and what you want to do is purely ego.
It's something completely
purely fucking
different.
Ego. Purely ego. You know what I'm saying?
Because
if it was a white kid that got shot, it would be so Osiris came back and that's the laws of heart. They'll be breaking down his name, doing numbers, Kabbalah.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? It's fucking Zodiac. Well, Venus was in Scorpion transit over fucking Pluto's moon, so he had to go. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I'm like, what the fuck? He was a reptilian anyway. You see his head moving?
That's right.
Maybe all of that
That's
shit.
Right.
But the reaction to this boy should be like, okay, you know what I'm saying? How many people do you think die a day? You get what I'm saying?
So many.
How many people do you think are born a day? You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
So it's like this is a place of passing. Like I said, y'all talk as if it's hopeless once you die. Because really, that's really the key here. It sounds like I'm talking to people who think once you die, that's it. That's it. But I ain't heard nobody talking about this is what I'm going to do for that little brother. I heard one dude that Jamal Lynn said, look, this is another on his Facebook. It's another distraction. We need to do – see, he's cosmic now. We need to see what we can do to get this energy, to work with this energy. You get what I'm saying? He came to get that juice.
That's
or
right.
Say nothing.
Or
I mean, everybody's
say
heart goes
I
out
did
to
my,
him, but I refuse
yeah,
every, to. I refuse to perform yeah. with everybody else. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
It's not fucking performing.
That hoodie thing is so ridiculous. And just let me tell you guys this: he didn't even have the damn hoodie on. How about that?
Right.
Now, that's for the media. He didn't have the hoodie on, and I know that. So coming out with the hoodie, if you just want to do it just for your own rise, like I said, that's fine. But that's not, like Brother Panic said, that's not changing anything. Think about Avatar.
That's not
and
helping
the reason
him.
I want to bring
not
up,
helping him.
That's not helping him. Think about Avatar. And for those of you who did not hear that series about Avatar, I want you to go back and just go back and listen to the series that Brother Panic did on Avatar, because that was some real magic. That was some real know your magic stuff that was done. And it wasn't done by protesting. It wasn't done by marching. I'm not saying if that's not what you want to do, then do it. But we're talking to the people who knows how to work on a different level. So, yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. If you're marching, then you shouldn't be here listening to me.
You shouldn't, because you're going to be messed
turn.
Up.
You made the
you're
wrong turn. I don't talk that. I don't promote that. I recognize where in everything and anything has its place. But I'm speaking to people who are in a certain place or supposed to be in a certain place or claiming to move towards that place. That place is at the very least a metaphysical outlook on these events, but definitely an occult understanding of what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? And where I'm coming from, there's plenty of times I backed it up with many books. This is ancient teaching. This ain't some new hot shit that I made up. It's a new way I feel about it. You get what I'm saying? So it's up to you. It's not up to me. I'm not trying to yell or embarrassing you into a thought process. I'm only talking to people who stepping up who says this. We can't. You are getting now information for free on the fucking radio that you need to take a personal responsibility for. You need to take a personal responsibility for. You get what I'm saying? There was time people died or killed to get this information.
Sure is.
So
true.
Need to, at the very least, all that ancestors, you like to at least wear it proudly and deal with it. You know what I mean? Deal with it as such. You know what I'm saying? Don't deal with it. You know what I'm saying? Like it's a hobby on the weekends. You magical when shit is working. You magical when shit is working. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But you fucking on
right.
the, you on the internet looking for a job when shit ain't. Do magic.
Mm-hmm.
Do all the shit. Like
right.
all the fun. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I cannot speak any plainer on how serious that concept is. because you are in a place where you your thoughts are higher based upon the shit you're doing and the names you're calling out all day, Bataille Osiris and this one and that one, that more is expected of you. You get what I'm saying? More is expected of you, and your impact with your thoughts are greater because they resonate harder. So you actually fucking this boy up doing that shit or that kind of shit. Not just him, anybody, you know, everybody making this transition. Oh, they killed Whitney. I'll do you one better.
Right.
This is an illusionary reality. If goddamn Madonna was in the room with black gloves, like what's that? Was it that game Clue? In the library with the wrench, Mr. Green, and we've seen all that shit. I still won't accept that. I still say,
that's
well, Whitney had to do it because I'm taking it. This is yours.
That's right.
Energy. Listen, energy or let's say electricity in your wall is nothing but some shit in your wall until you start plugging shit in and giving it a direction. So your thoughts give this energy, all this happening down here, direction. That's called your perspective. And I did a whole thing on a Soul Train when Don King came through and said, change your perspective, change your reality. So when you need to plug into these events that's happening, but you need to add, you need to change these things in your favor. Do you think Madonna could get new DNA? She hasn't even graduated into becoming a Negro yet. No matter how much black dick she sucks. So she only could get it if we think she could get it. So she has to set that up with bottleneck and all the rest of that sinister shit that's happening. And once she did that, you just take off. She do the Super Bowl, Whitney die. Oh, shit. You get what I'm saying? We believe all of this shit, and that's why it happens. You believe something else, it won't happen. I'm sure there's movies, there's so many kids' movies like that. What's that movie? Bridge to Terabithia, where these niggas went, they crossed this little lake and made this whole pantheon shit about them. That whole movie was teaching kids how to use their minds.
Yeah.
That whole movie, they had the whole shit I told you tonight. Create a whole fucking story, a whole movie, make it play out in your mind, and send it to them. Watch the movie Bridge to Terabithia. They make a whole pantheon.
They sure do.
As they talking, and this shit starts to come in. They do that in all these kids' movies because it's a science. All them white kids start talking, and the shit starts coming into reality in the movie.
Yeah.
Well, you got to do this and do that and all that. And because they're telling you a science. That's how this matrix has worked. That's how this matrix is controlled. You get what I'm saying? It's controlled.
Right.
This shit is the land of illusion. It is what you say it is. You get what I'm saying? I've said this before. You may have a dream about a bat. And you said, well, Patty, what does a bat mean? I'm like, well, if your father took you out to a lot of baseball games, it means happiness. If your father beat your ass with that bat, it means sadness, doesn't it? So that one symbol based upon an event or how it was used on you has a very big impact. And so when they kill this little boy, this is a tradition here, a tradition. So each time you starting to smell your own ass, calling yourself Mayat or Patah, they said, let me show you how I got your mind. And they give you Trayvon. And you say, thank you very much, may I have another with some Skittles now. You get what I'm saying? Because they're showing you they got you under mind control. That thing, that event represents a long lineage of your goddamn Holocaust. So to really get past your Holocaust, you need to, they're going to do this thing. They're going to do it. How it comes into you no longer dictates your reality. You change it into your perspective to create a new reality. And then you'll find this thing stops happening because it's no longer real because you have changed your reality. In you, this keeps happening because you have accepted this reality as conscious people. You have accepted this reality. They're going to do everything. Everything's going to happen. Like we said, there's 100 kids a year or better dying in Chicago. You haven't accepted that. As your trauma. That's your real motherfucking trauma.
That's
the
trauma.
Ask a Crip or ask a Blood what the fuck trauma is. What petty death is. petty death. Niggas dying over candy bars in L.A. and all the rest of that shit. You get what I'm saying? Seeing niggas die over dumb shit myself. Shit that I can't even remember. Chinese food. Shoe springs. Real niggas
bumping
I know.
Bumping into somebody.
So that's your Holocaust right there. You get what I'm saying? What they decide to give you is your symbolic mind control. Your symbolic mind control. So we need to understand this shit. We need to understand this shit thoroughly because once, if they keep giving you this, which they're going to constantly give it to you, if you can't see a different perspective on this, then your reality will never change. They're spoon-feeding you their perspective and dictating your reality. I don't give a fuck what you call yourself. It only becomes a name if you cannot invoke the power in you, that energetic thought frequency of Ptah or Maya or Santissima Muerte, Baphomet, whatever the fuck it is you like the most. You get what I'm saying? Niggas still getting killed over Jordans. Throwback Jordans. No. We think Snicker gives a Skittles give a fuck. They say shit is business as usual. So I cannot stress more than how you have to see things going your way. I've talked about this plenty of times. I said one of the masters that showed me that was Bobby Hemmings. I got a cold. You need that to clean out. Niggas was arguing on my food and I threw up. Yeah, that's what you needed. You opened up an eighth chakra. I'm like, damn, everything he says is in your favor. You know what I'm saying? It's cold outside. Yeah, you need that because those particular colds right now is going to do this particular thing and going to light up the chakras. It's hot outside. You got to take that off because your particular shorts is going to be on you and light up the chakras. I'm like, what the fuck? I started saying, damn, this everything is like, then I said, wait a minute. Everybody down here is always trying to be right. He found the secret. Just be fucking right. Who the fuck said you wrong? What the fuck
That's
is being
right.
wrong? There's no right or wrong. Just be in your favor. So everything. Give them. I don't give a fuck what you say. We should have peepholes because it's bad for us. Okay. We should have peepholes because it's good for us. Okay. Whatever. I'm going to say whatever I got. I got a peephole. It's good. The idea here is you start seeing everything for you. We see too much shit for them. Illuminati and look what they did to Will Smith and look what they did to them and they're going to do that to that boy and they're doing that to that. They're going to do that. That's all they got. But what they banking on is you believing in what they got. So you believe in what they got. You believe in what they do. And that's why it's working. That's why it's working because you believe that shit. We need to stop believing in their power and this fake prowess of murder. That's all they are. Just murder. Savage beasts, murderers, killers of women and baby. That's all they are. There's no fucking sophistication in them. So stop saying the Illuminati. That's our motherfucking name. We the Illuminated One. How dare you give them that? In fact, how dare you even give them the compliment of calling them the fucking devil? You get what I'm saying? And pigs should be insulted. You know what I'm saying? Pigs should be insulted. You get what I'm saying? They are lower than animals. Animals don't do what they do. Now, we're not talking about all white people. Half these white people got their head up their ass anyway. You know what I'm saying? We're talking about a certain 1% of white folks who know and run this motherfucker. They are savages. You get what I'm saying? And you're listening. You're giving discredit to these savages. Madonna's Baphomet on the Super Bowl. She's doing that because she know it rattles feathers. That's all we're talking about here. That's all the fuck we talking about here. So we need to start claiming these names that we do, and we need to start believing in our shit to make our shit. And actually, believing is step one. Believing is for children. Knowing.
Yes.
You get what I'm saying? We're actually supposed to get to knowing, but we haven't even gotten to believing things. We're calling ourselves these things just to say we're better than you white people. We're Horus, and you're not. We were look, the Egyptians were black. Look at their noses on the walls. You get what I'm saying? We're still there. That shit was a mystery system. We're supposed to be dealing with this fucking mystery, the mysteries of death. Simple as that. So there's no way when some young kid dies on the spiritual, metaphysical, or occult side, we should be grieving on that level. On the human side, my heart goes out to his mother, his brother. You know what I'm saying? I got stepsons, nephews. This is not about being cold-hearted and disconnected. It's about connecting with you in a bigger way. And if you are connected in a bigger way, the first thing you're supposed to be studying is death is not a finality. It's not the finality. No matter how you leave, you gone. The only thing is the grieving motherfucker on earth that don't know shit fucking you up. And that's really if you're not conscious. Little kid said, nah, he knows about that. He came to do this. He came to do it. So he said, no, he said, it's a lot of noise right now because all these motherfuckers got their panties in the, you know, everybody's talking about it. But eventually it will go away until the next distraction. And he would not be connected as a polarity to some fucking George Zimmerman guy. You get what I'm saying? Each time you say
right.
Dr. Martin Luther King, you say that other dude that shot him, that white dude. I don't remember his name. And finally, he didn't do it. But it becomes this other polarity now. You know what I'm saying? It forever connects him to that. You know what I'm saying? Billy Ray such and such did it. You know what I mean? So that's what we're doing. We need to know what this is. You know what I'm saying? We need to stop playing with this shit. We're too late in the game to still be dabbling. You know what I'm saying? Dabbling with this science. We're too late in the game. You know what I'm saying? You the ones that's dealing with this light. You know what I'm saying? More than this lifetime. If you got a copy of the record reading, you would know this. Which means when all this shit is happening now. It's happening inside of you
right
now. You get what I'm saying? You're the one that's supposed to realize it. They're showing you this little kid so you don't realize it. You know what I'm saying? You don't realize it. They're trying to get you out. They're trying to get you distracted with the outside so you don't go inside. The kingdom of heaven is within. All that shit you waiting for 2012 is inside, waiting to be activated. It's in your kasha. It's in your DNA. It's waiting to be activated. It's not going to be activated when you thinking about other shit, wearing hoodies and Skittles.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Right.
So, I mean,
right.
I expect more for those who say they're here to do more. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you ain't here to do it,
right.
this message is not for you. If you happy with what you're doing, reporting on the goddamn, you reporting on news reports. If you're happy with that, then I'm happy for your ass.
For you. Right, right.
But if you're trying
that's
to go beyond that shit, see, I thought most people got into this shit to escape that bullshit, not to amplify that bullshit in the name of fucking Raw Hawk Hawkiewicz and all that, and Tahuti. You know what I'm saying? You got in this shit to escape that bullshit. You know what I'm saying? To have a different form of thought, which is only your ancient form of thought. How you get into this shit and have the same form? What the fuck are you doing it for? What the fuck are you doing it for? I didn't get into this shit study like I fucking study, buy books like I buy fucking books to be a better fucking human. I could just work for Greenpeace. I could just fucking sign up for Greenpeace. You know what I'm saying?
Or the Red
Helping Cross. Hand. Got with Sally Struthers and fed some kids for 35 cents. That's what I could have did. If I wanted to be a better fucking individual, I went to study this shit to have a ancient understanding of self. And with that ancient understanding of self, you find. You get what I'm saying? You find what it is you're here to do. You find why it is you are here. And then you do it accordingly with some higher motherfucking science. Our technology is this shit. Our technology is this shit. This shit is failing. You know what I'm saying? Because you're trying to cross the streams. Be a fucking better human. You know what I'm saying? Be a better human named Mayotte. You know what I'm saying? I'm the greatest human named Mayotte. Just keep your name as Mary. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Why front? You know what I'm saying? Donnell. You know what I'm saying? Just be Donnell.
You know
what I'm saying? You know, I don't get it. You know what I'm saying? Keyson. You know what I'm saying? Just be Keyson. Sharon. You know what I'm saying? Sharon, you know what I'm saying? Felicia, you know what I'm saying?
We're gonna take callers. I think Darnell just left the line because we caller 646-652-2715.
If there's a Darnell in the room, let me tell you, hold on. If there's a Darnell in the room, there's no offense, bro. My best friend is named Darnell. I always use the name Darnell. That's my man Prince. His real name is Darnell. So yeah, Lionel, you know what I'm saying? Tyrone.
Six four six.
You know what I'm saying?
652-2715.
It's the number to call. Press 1, you guys, so we know you're on the line and you have a question. We're
Yolanda.
Chatting and chilling with Brother Pender.
Yolanda. Kyle. Nikki. Thomas. Franklin.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, let's get back to business. You know what I'm saying? Fuck
okay.
It up.
Oh, gosh.
Sheeta.
Oh, wow. Oh, my goodness.
Miss
all right,
Feely.
Yes. Yes, it is all working in your favor. It really is. 646, you guys, stop. Somebody said, Becky.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. I think this is a great
Raymond.
Time for us. It's a great time for us to talk about some of the things that people can get from you. I know a lot of people are still asking about the herb packs, and they're still asking about some of the CDs, the ODB oil, and more. So this is a great time for Brother Panic for you to just for you to just let everybody know how they can get in touch with you and some of the things that.
Bernard.
that they can get from you. Stop it, Panic. Go ahead and tell everybody where they can reach out.
All right. If y'all don't know about it, then I don't even know how to say this shit no more. I've been selling a herb pack, all natural herbs. You can smoke them or drink them as a tea. Everything in it you can eat. It's all organic. These herbs are specialized in a specialized combination that I channeled and sell. So that means you're not going to get the ingredients, and they're for the pineal, for your third eye. And you know, this has already been in effect for 2 years, and people already know. And there's no one who has complaints about this. Something happens
right.
to everyone who deals with this. I also have meditation CDs, the book Psychomancy, which is about a certain amount of thousands online. I have copies of this. It's the secret to psychic powers. And it gives you very simple exercises to do to enhance your psychic powers. It's from the 60s. I found this book in Rhode Island, but it's out of print. It is probably one of the more powerful books before that real New Age shit really got big. So you hear him telling you, you know, how to see chicks naked, you know, real... how to look through walls, how to mind control motherfuckers without them knowing it, which means you ain't really got to do anything that sinister, but if you sold the light. But I said that to say because it's a no-holds-barred techniques through it, very little things, very easy things you could do through that. You must get this book if you don't have it at one point. I also have an out-of-print Palo book with the 11 Palo spirits from the dark side, the clip-off. I talk about that. All sorts of spiritual baths for your funky ass. You get what I'm saying? So if you need spiritual baths and all of that spelled out, said I have what they call now the Dream Pack. The Dream Pack is a extra ingredient put into the herb pack that helps with the sleeping, lucid dreams and astral traveling and all that kind of shit. So I have what you're better off doing is getting a list from me so to see what you need for your spiritual shit indeed. I'm going to be expanding that list soon, so keep checking with me. And I also want to say, because of the lecture, you know, it was a little bit behind with the mailing, but I sent out like fucking 70 packages on Friday. So most of the people are getting those, so I'm all caught up with mail. If you got something that has been waiting, it is in the mail, with the exception of about 5 packages. So we all caught up with mail. So everything, now is the time to order. Usually after I do these shows, it gets busy again. So now is the time. If you ain't got one, you better get that goddamn list right now. So that is the herb pack. If you don't know about that, then you just don't know. but you want to email me for that. Now, you also want to if you want to be a friend on Facebook, I'm Panic Demonium. All I ask is you send me some sort of email because, you know, everybody just friends everybody. And then when they see
right.
the shit that's going on my page, they get highly offended. So you need to have a thick skin and just send me an email. You can say whatever you need to say. You don't have to owe to this and old brother Panic. Just, hey, Panic, and then I'll let you in. I also have a Facebook group, Pan-Demon. Pan-Demon. And why I ask, I don't do shit there, but why I ask is because when I do send out an email for shows or events, I can click one button and whoever's in the group gets that update. So you want to just be in this group for the update. That's Pan-Demon. Also, you can email me panicpack@hotmail.com, panicpack@hotmail.com, and I'll give you a free list of all the shows that I have done in the remix with Miss Blue. It's over 9 pages of shit, of links. So you want that if you're a new listener or you feel you may have missed some shows. Also on that same link page, I give you the group, my Facebook page, and also my YouTube page. So you can get all that information to stay connected. You can do that for free. Just email me and ask for the list for the links. So again, panicpack@hotmail.com. Come and get all your spiritual supplies and so on and so forth. Again, this is not eBay and it's not Amazon. I don't turn it over as if I'm selling trading cards and shit. There's so much I have to do. So if time's of essence, before you send me one cent dime, you need to find out how long your wait would be. Because we don't want no upset folks. I'm plenty keen on sending money folks their money back. So you don't want to be waiting, then get your money sent back based upon your fucking arrogance. So you want to ask in advance. And so that's it, panicpack@hotmail.com. And in May sometimes we're going to be doing our next lecture. So the lecture thing is going to keep going on. It's just that we have to move this month, so I can't have people at the house when there's boxes around. But it's going to keep going, so remember to save your little advance money for the new lecture. And, you know, I would love to see all the people in the remix there. People couldn't make it last month. You know, it's just a whole wonderful thing seeing y'all face to face. So people who couldn't make it, I hope you can make it this time. We'll keep it going. It'll just be more better, more exciting, and more shit for us to deal with in this upcoming few months. So send an email and get a list, and we'll see where we go from there. All right?
All right.
Back to the Q&A.
All right, we're going to go back to the Q&A, you guys. We are live here with Brother Panic, chatting and chilling. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 when you get on the phone lines. I know some of you were holding and you had your hand up, but then you put your hand down. So just press 1 when you get on the phone lines to let us know that you're there and that you have a question for Brother Panic. I do want to ask you this so you can talk about it. The next lecture that you do, it's going to be Brother Wayne Chandler, correct? Is that going to be coming?
Yes. Me and Wayne talked about April. But now that it's May, the only thing pending is his schedule and the date. So we're looking for Wayne next. Brother Wayne's next.
Brother
and
Wayne Chandler. And he's.
I know y'all heard him on the remix and all of that. He's been dropping and y'all read that book. You see him in a live lecture? A whole different animal.
Whole different animal.
He's probably one of the smoothest brothers that I have ever met. Like, and he could do that kind of karate where he stands on his hand and kick a nigga. He got a picture where he's kicking it. I'm like, yo, Wayne, that was you. He's like, oh, yes, brother. You know, hey, man. Hey, I do, Brother Panic. You know what I'm saying? Smooth dude. Like, he's like, hey, man, solid. Hey, man, we get it together. We're going to just do this thing, pull it apart. You know what I'm saying? It's solid, baby. I'm like, dad, dog, you sound like Link from Mod Squad, kid. Hey, yo, Brother Panic. Hey, young warriors like yourself got to keep doing what we're doing out here, brother. We're going to just make this happen, baby. I'm like, damn, boy, I'm just talking to you. My chakra feels so much better. Yeah, I love Wayne. I did some work, had a vision that me and Wayne was studying at a temple, you know, in another life. And, you know, we used to just shoot the shit and play jokes a lot and shit. So I knew, you know, he's one of the brothers you meet, you can't help but like, damn, brother, you know, hey, brother Panic, man. Hey, man, oh, it's good to see you, brother. You know, I told him, yeah, I'm moving to Atlanta. And, you know, I put a picture of Khadijah. He's like, oh, brother, I see why you moved down to Atlanta. Nah, brother, looking good, baby, just looking good. I'm like, right on, Wayne. Right on, Brother Wayne. Right on. So we getting Brother Wayne in the house. You know what I'm
yes,
saying?
Brother Wayne.
He gets elected.
Very,
he gets
very,
it on.
Yeah, very powerful, brother. And for those of you who don't have his book or not familiar with Ancient Future, it's an excellent read, a must read. Really goes into a lot of culture and history. He worked with Ivan Van Sertiman for years. You could go back and listen to those shows on the Remix. And then, of course, all of his other spiritual work, his tantric work. He does a lot of trips going back and forth to Egypt. Some of you have went on those trips because you've talked about it as well. And then the DVDs that you guys won when Brother Wayne was recently on the show as well, too, showing his work. So it'll be great, you know, to see him in person. We're going to keep going, Brother Panic. It doesn't look like we have any questions right now. But you guys, the phone lines are open. Press 1. If you think you've pressed 1, maybe you need to unpress 1 and then press 1 again so we know that you have a question in your phone line.
Okay. Yeah, you can also put some questions in the chat room, too. Wayne signed my goddamn book. You know what I'm saying? I got me a signed copy from Wayne. That was
I'm gonna get Wayne. I'm gonna get Wayne to. Never mind. Go ahead.
I was gonna say. You know, he in that book he also talks about the Kabbalion. He goes through that well.
He breaks it down.
If nothing else, you need to get that book for the Kabbalion. You know what I'm saying? The Kabbalion. All right. So if somebody shoot a question in the room, or Blue, come up with a question. We'll go
okay.
On.
Yeah. Let's. One of the things that I did want you to talk about a little bit is if you could really kind of elaborate a little bit. Whoop. Wait a minute. How about I'm going to hold that because we got a question. So it's always better when you can get it from the phone lines. Let's go. Calling in, it looks like from area code 401. You're live in the remix. 401, you're live in the remix.
Hi, Miss Blue. How are you? Hi, Brother Panic. How are you?
How you doing?
Hello. I'm doing great. I got a question. I've been reading a lot of books, and one of the things I was reading was saying that when you are in a doing a ritual with a deity, before you leave that ritual, you have to ask the deity, is everything okay? Is there anything else you want? Because if you don't, that deity could take whatever they want from you. I don't know if that's true or not.
No, that's not true at all. And that's some white shit. Hands down. But I'll do you one better. Don't take it from me. Look on YouTube for a guy named Poke Runyon. Poke Runyon, P-O-K-E. Last name is R-U-N, I think Y-O-N. And he does a couple of lectures, which you should watch. And he goes big on ceremonial magic. But he said something that was interesting. He has like the OMO. The OTO was Crowley's organization. That people sit scared and thinking this is all deep today. But he had another organization called like the OMO, which was very big. And what he started saying was a lot of people are doing this shit now based upon the internet and so on and so forth. And it's got it all fucked up. He said the first thing, if you don't want to take it from me and need a good white sword, he said, why on earth would you send anything away when you worked so hard to bring it here?
Right.
The end. You know what I mean? So that's a good white source that says that. But usually with all it, see, you got to remember, if you're a melanated being and these energies are nothing but what resides in you, if you don't have this, if you're not a melanated being or have very little melanin, these powers, when you connect, see, let's say you're dealing with, let's say, one of my favorite guys who people always ask who this statue is when they come to my house, Dr. Hernandez. He's he was someone who lived on the planet, and he's a healer, and they deified him. You'll always see him in a suit. He's from Venezuela, and but no one would recognize him unless they know or they deal with the botanical level of the game. Mm-hmm. So this Dr. Hernandez lives within you, in your DNA, as with all of these spirits. Spirits are nothing but energy. We name them because it's too vague to say, I want the energy of love. I want the energy of war. I want the energy of prosperity. So we just say, I need Ogun, I need Oshun, and I need Lakshmi. So in different cultures, they have different names for different energies. This makes it a way to work with them. And all of these energies reside in your very own DNA. Some of these things are so old in your DNA that when newer people to the planet, and that's the nicest way I'm going to say that, can't deal with it. When these energies become, so old and ancient, they become what they call dark side energies. So we're looking at the dark entity, the Baphomet is powerful, is because it just represents an older, ancient energy. And why you can go through that and it doesn't matter is because in your DNA, you have a connection with this energy. So when you connect with this energy cosmically by doing your ritual, you're fine because it resides in you. So Black folks cannot never have this issue because everything in existence, all thoughts, which these energies were nothing but your thought forms, reside in you. Only let's pretend you could get fucked up is only like it would be the same context as sticking your finger in a socket or plugging a Walkman into a car battery. And basically the only thing to know is what it is you're dealing with. So if you're going to deal with an entity, just know what it is. So you know what it is that is in you that you're awakening. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've dealt with people, Khadija included. She said, I was talking, you know, this was years ago, I was talking to somebody named Baron Sambi. Who is that? You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And because she knows this is in her, even though the intellect hasn't caught up. Oh, you have to say, well, here's the book on him. Oh, that's what, yeah, he looked like that. He had a hat. Because it's all in you. So any ritual that you're invoking, let's say Baron Sambi energy is ancestral energy, and you're having a problem with your ancestors. So you say, well, I need to contact Baron Sambi to help me through this, help me find some ancestors. So it resides in you. When you do the ritual, you're activating the DNA to connect with the cosmic form of Baron Sambi, to then wake up that part of your DNA so you could be electrified or energized and magnetized to get that energy in. So if it's Oshun, you need love. Oshun, the love that's in the DNA or the frequency or the archetype energy, you're connecting with that bigger thing. Why the fuck would you send it away? Now, for white folks who don't have the DNA that we have, they're not old enough to have it, they need to create these protective circles, watch all these cardinal points, appease all of these spirits so these spirits don't fuck them up for calling on them when there's nothing to make the connection to or nothing powerful. It's a weak connection. You get what I'm saying? So they need the frills, the thrills, the swords, the robes, the nakedness, the all of that shit when you could do that shit on the bus. They need all of that to appease them. Remember, these books are written by them, and they're trying to protect their own people. This has nothing to do with you. You know what I'm saying? So they, because that cosmic energy cannot live in the DNA that they have to ban it. You following what I'm saying?
Damn, that was great.
That DNA has a home. That cosmic energy has a home within you because you are a star. You are a cosmic being. All you're doing is activating your true self. For them, they're trying to experience it. So they coming down with all these gifts and waters and treats and deets and dits. And then they say, okay, you got to go now. And then they get to talk about the experience after they stepped out the circle. We get to live that life. That's why we do have the right to name ourselves Bata and Reiki An Chi Amen Amamayat Moon Loved Liliquoi. We can name ourselves all that shit. The problem is we're not living. The problem is we're doing that for our ego. We can name ourselves those things because we're only naming different parts of our DNA that's shining in this lifetime. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We all of that shit. Even the Egyptians will tell you, when you die, you become all the gods. because all of those things are just names for your power. The Egyptians were meticulous with the shit. You get what I'm saying? They were meticulous. That's why every single thing down to a blade of grass was deified. They show you the spirit in every single fucking thing. Therefore, you have command over the thing. Same shit in the Bible. When God said, Adam, you name all the beasts and all the fleas and all the trees. Because that's a form of saying, once you name it, you own it and can control it. So the Egyptians naming everything, controlling it, and owning it is how you control this reality. It's deity name. You get what I'm saying? So you're supposed to, we're looking at Oshun as somebody outside in the cosmos. If you don't put the right flower down or the right whole cake, you're going to get fucked up. That concept is, like I said, the fucked up energy. But once you understand this is you anyway, you know what I'm saying? There's nothing in this cosmic Oshun that you can't find in a chick walking around at the club. You get what I'm saying? These strippers got arms tattooed on their ass. They know. They know. You know what I'm saying? If you don't know, they don't. They know. Banging ass onks and dragons and symbols. I'm like, they know. It's in them. So these things are in you. You're only connecting with you're only bringing the two energies together. So for us melanated folks, that shit is willy-nilly. I tried all that bullshit. I'm like, what am I doing? You know what I'm saying? Fuck this. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Get on the toilet and do the same shit. You know what I'm saying? So the deal here is, just quite simply, the deal here is, no, we don't need to do that. That's something that they need to do because that energy cannot live. It will tear them up. Their DNA cannot house that shit. You get what I'm saying? We can house it. So anything you invoke, and I've never said, only one time I sent some shit away. I talked to my soul and found out my soul name. Which is a whole nother, that's the shit you're never supposed to tell anybody.
Yes, that's right.
So I found out my soul name. I invoked this shit. Oh, I was talking to Lucifer. Niggas, I always talk to Lucifer. No, fuck that shit. I was talking to Lucifer. I was fucked up. My stomach was hurting and all that shit. And that's the first time I said, yo, I got to let this shit go. Because even though it's my DNA, my soul doesn't belong down here. That is too powerful for Earth. That's why it sleeps on Earth.
Mm-hmm.
So what I did, I just seen it dispelling and going back into the cosmos and just layered above me in case I need it. And that's the shit I call on when ass whippings need to be handed the fuck out. And no, I've seen no one walk away from that ass whipping. The same shit we're going to do to Zimmerman, I was sending the motherfuckers. I've seen some very, very, I said, well, maybe I need to send some other motherfuckers like Django. Because, you know, some shit that we... Some shit they could fucking come back from type thing. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I'll tell you guys this in just an update from one of his family members. By the way, maybe the after effect, we can talk about this, but I actually did talk to one of his family members. But this, he's reportedly, he's under suicide watch right now, but they just reported that that he's crying and scared. And saying
Zimmerman,
he's fearing
right?
for
Zimmerman,
his
right?
life. Yeah, they just put
Zimmerman.
It on Yahoo.
Yeah, come on. That's, see what I'm saying? Like, if y'all thought I was playing with this shit, like, this shit happened
right,
in a minute.
Right.
And we didn't
Look
even close our eyes yet.
Right.
We didn't even close our fucking eyes yet. What I'm telling you, that's just the beginning. That's the beginning.
Right.
What I'm saying, get under a meditation. Don't just say, I'm thinking of that.
Yes.
Get under a meditation
right.
and do it. Watch what happens. I guarantee you, by the next remix show, niggas are going to be going, oh, shit. But y'all really shouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
I've seen this shit work.
No, not at all.
I've seen this
not
shit work.
All.
My passion is because I know something. You ever know some shit
works.
Works and people
know
don't know
magic.
It works?
That's right.
You ever know
your
something
magic.
Something works and other people know it. Other people haven't realized it, so you get real excited.
Right.
Motherfucker, no, it just works. Just drink the Kool-Aid. Drink the Kool-Aid. That's
right.
What all that yelling shit you hear from me is. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's all that yelling
See?
Shit you hear from me. Is drink the Kool-Aid. I'm telling our shit. If you we focus on the wrong shit. That's why.
Yes.
That's why we fuck because we focusing on their game. We not stepping up.
That's
I'm telling
right.
you, get up. It's not over. We gonna get this motherfucker. It's not over. You get what I'm saying? If he's in fear of it, watch when it go down. Simple as that. Well, no, we supposed to be doing that. You get what I'm saying? We supposed to be doing. Somebody said, "How do you find your soul name?" There's probably books on how to find a soul name. But I talked about this before. What I did 9/11, I did reverse candle rituals. I took two reverse candles for the two buildings. Instead of lighting them white candles and crying for niggas, I did this maybe about in the third year of this, maybe, fourth year. And I got the energy. I heard thousands of motherfuckers just saying their name. And this is, in fact, what I was talking about earlier. When these motherfuckers are unconscious and they die suddenly, they still feel this injustice thing. See, now when you keep connecting Tavon to this George Zimmerman and this injustice thing, it connects it to him in the spirit world. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And that fucking holds Tavon back. Again, the difference here is most humans go through that shit. But Tavon knew how not to get attached. But since conscious people are doing it, that's what's attached. The light is too powerful from us. If it was just the humans, he already knew that. You get what I'm saying? So now, all these, see, listen closely now. When they killed these people in 9/11, you think they just killed some people. Because once they give it a date, a look, a feeling, they give it a whole mythology around this 9/11 event. The people who died start to resonate on a frequency like a radio station. And they could tap into that radio station like a battery by keeping you to do the same thing. So that sacrifice was for them to do a war and the energy they could tap into. So when I did the reverse ritual, I tapped into that energy, but I didn't tap into it for the bullshit. I tapped into that energy because you got a lot of disgruntled motherfuckers, 2,000 disgruntled motherfuckers saying, what happened? How did this go down? So they stuck in this fucking astral prison now called 9/11. So I tapped in and it was like, yo, give me some power. All the motherfuckers would tell me, and my name is Freda Johnson. And just kept going all night. You know what I'm saying? My name is Billie Jean Watson. I'm like, damn, I wouldn't shut up. And then when I went to sleep, I got my soul name. I didn't know it was that at first. I wrote it. That's why I called on it. I was working with it, doing shit. That's when all these black cats, this black cat came in my house. It was all this mystical, magical shit that was happening until I realized it was my soul name when I talked to Lucifer that day and had to let that shit go. You know, that's the only thing I had to ban. Other than that shit, the more the merrier. You know, if King Cook's in the building, he'll tell you. He came to the crib and said, damn, kid, I don't even want to move off the couch, kid. This shit right here, he said, when I grow up, my house is going to be like this. No, that's a spiritual energy, kid. I keep bringing it. There ain't nobody going no motherfucking where. I invoke and evoke all of that shit, so my whole shit is absolutely protected. Someone said, is Pan the same as Baphomet? Yes. The goat, the symbology of the goat. So Pan is also symbolizes a goat. Aleem pointed this out, you know, because Aleem stayed at the house for a couple of days. And this is actually a good way to explain this shit. Downward energy is satanic energy. You are the one who fell. You are fucking Satan. You are Satan. You are that angel that fell. So anything you're doing to call on spirits is actually a satanic ritual because you're calling on cosmic energy to fall down to you. So, again, this is why Baphomet symbolizes the upside-down five-point star. 5 points represents hands and legs in your head. When it's pointed up, you're giving your energy up. When it's pointed down, you're pulling cosmic energy. That's the fucking science here. The resurrection is pointing up. That's why they turn the cross upside down. So anything that's pulling down is pulling down cosmic energy, which we should all be doing. Your first step should be satanic energy. We just learned what that shit was in church. You got to relearn. You get what I'm saying? So the Pan energy is connected to that goat, that fertility, that horny goat. Also the scapegoat. So whenever you need to blame someone, well, you blame the devil. You get what I'm saying? So it's the symbology more than this goat being something that's fucking, you know, scary because all you're doing is looking at a goat. So I suggest you just study Baphomet more than me just keep repeating this shit. So did I talk to Satan? Absolutely. I'm talking to a whole bunch of 227 right. Satans right now in the goddamn remix. You get what I'm saying? You motherfucking Satan. Get a book right. called Polaria, The Gift of the White Stone. I think it's R.H. Mueller. Last name is Mueller, R.H. or W.H. Mueller. And W.H. Mueller is actually the second nigga that took over the OTO after Crowley. I can't remember his real name. But if you could get this book because it's out of print. And he goes real hard in the Necronomicon and the fall of Lucifer. You get what I'm saying? And it's
right.
nothing but you. Human, right. Satan, demon, melanin, same shit. You know what I'm saying? Same shite. So, and I guess I have to say this. I didn't choose the name Panic or Pan just because I felt it was deep. It was a childhood name that happened to be Pan, which only was came out the archetype and was the energy. So in this lifetime, when I look at the attributes of that deity, it is Pan. And in particular, the word panic means the scream of Pan. So now you niggas could get why I'm always yelling at your goddamn asses. That is what panic is, the scream of Pan.
It's a scream.
Right. So represents fertility, everlasting life, knowing, Harpocrats or Bess or the leprechaun, that wisdom or the pineal gland. You've seen Pan's Labyrinth. It's a labyrinth that represents the brain. Him in the middle is Pan, the pineal gland. There's a deity. Out of the waters of Noon, this mound comes. And the god name is PN, which is nothing but Pan. So Pan is the pineal gland. That's why I feel so comfortable selling you panic packs for the pineal gland. You're getting some real Pan shit right now. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? So that fertility and prosperity, that sexual energy, that creative life force, and so much more. You can study that deity. Pan worship was very big around the world, but the Catholic Church made him the devil. That's why you see the devil have goat bottom and human half. You get what I'm saying? Made him more beastly. But of course, it's symbology. Horns represent the pineal gland illuminating. So the illumination represents those horns. You get what I'm saying? And that's why you're called horny, because that illumination, as we were talking about earlier in Kundalini, go hand to hand. You get what I'm saying? So that's where this horny thing comes in. It comes from that horny goat. Also, is goat represents as opposition of the sheep. The sheep represents the herd. Brother Phil Valentine would say, a sheep is only looking at the other sheep's ass. You get what I'm saying? But the goat sits on the mountain. So the goat represents you coming away from the herd and becoming enlightened as well. You get what I'm saying? So all of that to say, you need to study it as an energy form and not as an emotional thing from the devil that you was taught by your fucking Jehovah, whoever the fuck, or Yahweh, whoever the fuck he was following. It's a symbology there, and that symbology is there. That energy is within you. So can you talk to Satan? You damn sure could. There's also levels. So just like they say, Oshun has like 22 paths. There's different levels. It's based upon your level of thought of how you talk to these deities. So if you have an ego, you're going to be talking to your own ego. You need to know how to discharge yourself from your emotions and your personal interpretation when you're dealing with these things, therefore to get a true message. Get what I'm saying? So by the time he finishes, there'll be 1,000 people talking to Tavon, and they'll be able to tell you that he said put on a hood and give them Skittles. Because they're talking to their own feelings. You get what I'm saying? And your own feelings, what are they? They are spirits.
Mm-hmm.
So you're just talking to a level, which is your own agenda. Your ego is a spirit. It's the spirit that wants you to survive as a human. That's why you flinch, you jump, and all the rest of that. That's why roaches run when there's lights on, because your ego is a spirit. So you ain't getting rid of that spirit. It's about controlling that spirit, like it's about controlling all other spirits. You get what I'm saying? You got to put a lot of the talks that we've had over the years together to really get a grasp of what, and not just me, many other folks and many other books. You need to get in to be a holistic understanding of what it is you're doing. You get what I'm saying? How to divorce your emotions. That's one of the biggest things I tell them. People think, well, it's just human hate. Even if it is, I don't care. But it's not hate. I'm indifferent to it, because you need to be indifferent to do your work. You need to be able to look at these things with I don't care what they say. I want them to say it, and I'm going to take it for what it is. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And once you do that, then you're going to start talking to deeper levels of that energy. You get what I'm saying? Somebody also brought up the movie Revolver. If you want to understand a better part of the nature, there's a movie called Revolver. The Guy Ritchie is the director. Andre 2000 is in it, Big Pussy from The Sopranos, and the dude that played in like 50 Crank movies. You must get it.
Mm-hmm.
It has a surprise ending, and it deals exclusively with the ego. So much so at the end, they had Deepak Chopra and the rest of those clowns at the end trying to explain that shit. Now, Guy Ritchie used to be with Madonna, and even Guy Ritchie said, that bitch is old and beat up. She need to give it up. And we thinking she Baphomet. Her old man told her, look, bitch is over. Shit, retire.
Oh,
wow. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
so Revolver
right.
is a movie you must get to deal with the ego. You could also get a show I did on the ego. Like I said, if you can't figure out, right, Ray Liotta was in it. Ray Liotta, he was trying to see Mr. Gold. Gold was God. And you know what I'm saying? Real interesting. Ray Liotta came down with yelling with no clothes on. That was the emperor has no clothes, meaning the clothes you think the emperor has was basically he was shrouded in his ego. So when he came down with this, the drawers on, yelling, and the dude was like, puh, close the door, because he was big and bad at one point, represented the emperor not having any clothes. This movie is dynamite all the way through, and not to mention, right, he was telling them to fear him, right? He was like, fear me. He just kept exclaiming to fear me, and he's talking about your own ego. And that I'm glad he said those words. Fear me, because that's this whole Tavon shit. That's what this power structure is telling you. Fear me. Not that I'm going to kill Tavon, but when it does happen, because it will happen, I'm going to turn this treat into something mm-hmm. and amplify it so you can fear me. You get what I'm saying? So you can fear me. These guys are manipulating you based upon fear, which you should be losing based upon your rise. So you telling mm-hmm. me you ain't rising when you scared, trying to hold on to this little let's wear a hood and buy some Skittles shit. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Those are the tools of his death.
Mm-hmm.
So if you was even trying to do what you were trying to do on the level that you're trying to do it, you're doing it wrong.
Right.
You need to find something else to give this nigga a home-cooked meal. You know what I'm saying? Some shit. You know what I'm
something
saying, Jackie? Out. Yeah, you know what I'm saying, Jackie? Sherman? Isabel? Lionel? Lamont? You know what I'm saying? Get that shit together. So he's saying in the movie, fear me. Fear me. He's exclaiming for him to be feared. And it was about this dude releasing his fear. You know what I'm saying? So that's a dynamite movie. You ain't have seen that shit, you need to see that shit.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. You know, let's see if you got some questions or some shit.
All right. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. You guys, if you have a question, press 1 if you're on the phone lines for Brother Panic. We're chatting and chilling here, doing it remix style. We have about 29 minutes left to go in the form. I know you guys have some questions in the chat room. If you have some questions in the chat room, you can do that. If you can't get in on the phone lines, because I see some of you saying you can't get in on the phone lines, but if you have a question and you're on the phone, press 1 on the phone so we know that you have a question. Press 1.
Oh.
So 646.
Oh, let me just. I'm sorry, Blue. I didn't mean to cut you off. I forget. Revolver's on Netflix now.
Yes.
Revolver's on Netflix, so you ain't got to go far, Negroes. Okay, I'm sorry.
Yes, you don't have to go far. And I want to give a big shout out because we have South Africa, parts of South Africa that's listening. A sister hit me up in the remix group. She said she's able to listen. Another part of South Africa that's listening in tonight. So really good to have all of our international listeners. We know Amsterdam is in the house. The UK is in the house. Ireland is in the house. Let's see who else is in. England is in the house. Germany's in the house. And also Switzerland is in the house. So it's good to have you guys from all over the world. We know it's a challenge for all of the international listeners to get up because of the time constraint. And just to make it real funny, we know Hawaii's in the house, even though it's not another country.
Somebody said Netflix suck right now. Shit, that shit costs $8.
That shit costs
$8. Like, you know what I'm saying? Shit, I watched the whole Star Trek fucking pantheon on that shit for $8. Shit, I don't know what you came to do.
That's right.
Slap my hands. Somebody said Jay Dilla as a deity. Who's Jay Dilla?
I don't know, but we got callers. So we're going to go.
We're going to get the callers before they go.
So we're going to go to the callers. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 317. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 317? We can't hear you. So if you can hear us, 317, we need you to call back. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 305. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
How you doing, Ms. Blue? It's Caddy. Calling from Miami.
Greetings, Caddy from Miami. You got a question for Brother Panic?
Yes, I do. I was just about to go to bed, but I'm glad I decided to check the phone. I really wanted to talk to Brother Panic. I've really been looking forward to this. How you doing, Brother Panic?
Hey, brother, what's going on from Florida?
I'm good. I wanted to ask you two questions, really. When you do the lectures, the next time you're going to do the lectures, do you know if you're still going to be in Atlanta?
Yes, it's going to be in Atlanta. I live in Atlanta now. So it's going to be in Atlanta. It's going to be at the same place, for most likely. And, I'll announce it here. I'll make it as known as possible. You're on my Facebook and all of that.
Right.
No, I did look you up, but I wasn't too sure. I think you said Pandemonium. But I wasn't too sure about
that. Yeah, that's it. Just send me an email. Hey, Panic. And, I'll definitely add you. And you'll see all that information on my page. Or email me at panicpack@hotmail.com. And I'll send you all the links and all of that. I'm going to start formulating a list at AtlantaLectures.com for those people. You don't have to email me now. I'm just going to start saving people for the next time. Just saving people, so I have a big email list. So yeah, it's always easy. Or get at Blue, questionsforblue@gmail.com. For her readings, and if you just need to find out, you can always. There's easy ways to get at me to find out all the information you need for future lectures, sir.
All right, I really appreciate that.
Yes, sir. My
next question was, when it comes to meditation, I just started doing this because I'm new to all this. Like I was telling Ms. Blue on the last show, I know Ms. Blue, you told me I'm not new to this, but some of this stuff is just overwhelming to me.
Well, you're just waking it back up in you. This is what I would say. The best thing to do, since you're new, email me, panicpack@hotmail.com, and tell me that you need a list. I'll send you whole shows I did on meditation. You hear what I'm saying? Easy techniques, all to you for free. Little simple stuff, how to do things with things simple as apples. You get what I'm saying? How you can get into music and do it. So it would be a whole different show for me to tell you about it now, but the good news is it's already documented on the remix, and all you have to do is just click on the link.
Okay.
All right.
It's
very easy. It's very easy. It's really about altering your mind, not expecting anything, and different things work for different people. You get what I'm saying? So it's really, most people have a hard time meditating because they think they're doing something more than in what they've been doing. But it's really not. You're going to find out, that's it. You get what I'm saying? And what you'll find, you may not find action, reaction, but you'll find that certain areas at first, you'll become more focused. You get what I'm saying? You'll be able to focus the mind more, and certain ideas will come to you. And like I said, you keep going, keep getting deeper. You'll start to, there's techniques I give where you'll start to communicate, book lists I give that help you, where you'll start to communicate with deities, ancestors, spirits. Depends on how far you want to go. You get what I'm saying?
I actually did get some of those books. I actually did get some of the books you were talking about.
Yeah,
I got I got my own little mini library in my room now.
Okay, what you got going on?
I've got Philip Gardner, The One on Gnosis. I have The Gnostics by Jocosta Carrière.
Okay.
Encyclopedia of the Undead, Encyclopedia of Magical Herbs, Traditional Symbols, an Encyclopedia of Traditional Symbols, The Metaphysical Bible, Dictionary of Demons, Encyclopedia of Spirits.
You ain't new to this.
You've already
surpassed about 75 patas that
You have already gone
further than about 75 mayats.
But this stuff is like overwhelming to me because I never heard of any of this. Because, see, I grew up in a...
Okay.
I'm going to tell you. It's, I don't want to give you a whole life story, but I'm just going to give you
a brief summary.
I grew up in the nation of Yahweh, so my whole thing was following Yahweh. And I was always told to stay away from the tarot cards and the demonology.
Right, that
was
evil, right? It was evil and all of that.
Yeah.
Well, you said you have Barbara G. Walker's book.
Yes.
Yeah, I got the Myths and Secrets. I got Women's Encyclopedia Myths and Secrets.
This is what you should do first. That's probably the best book to do this with. Look at definitions in that book. I would say the Gnostics and all of that, unless you're a reader that's a read all the time, you should live out of Myths and Secrets because it'll tell you, like, the origin of the word cunt. The origin of the word bitch. It'll tell you, and I'm going to open mine now and just skip around. This is why this is important, because it'll show you, like, the word genius. You get what I'm saying? It comes from the goddess Juno, and whether Fasco remember the god of God. You know, it goes through all of this stuff, and, you know, fairies, what that means. Dog, what that means. Cave, what that means. Cannibalism, canoptic jaw, car. Beelzebub, and just various words. It goes through all of these things. It gives you the origin of them. Once you start, that's probably the first things you can learn. This is another expensive book. I think you could do it with that book. But if you have the little bit of change, maybe $70 or so, get blacked out through Whitewash.
Excellent. The whole story. Yeah.
It goes through, you're retraining what you think you know. That's what you need to do first. Retrain what you think you know in these definitions. So once you see the true origin of these definitions, while you're learning that, it will start to debunk what it is you've been trained to know. So, you know, you always think, oh, the bitch is bad and this is bad and the period is bad. You'll start to see in her book alone, Myths and Secrets, that she goes through the history of Thorough. Now, with Suzar F.'s book, she goes through the etymology of words. This is real important. I see somebody, I don't know why we dealing with the etymology of words, because even though nigga meant naga, you know, you still know what it means when he said nigga. That's not what that's for.
No.
You're supposed to understand word frequencies. Not to mean, like, if a white person said, hey, nigga, I'm going to go, well, that means naga, so I'm good. That's not what that does. That's not what that's for. You're supposed to understand these words were created with a spiritual intent. And when they're saying it, you get more than, you get the definition. You get the thought process behind it, and then say you could say a word like demon, which is Damien, that means genius. You could it totally debunks what we're calling genius today just by knowing the etymology of that word.
Right.
So if some old lady called me a demon, I know she don't mean it in a good way, as I'm a genius. So it's not supposed to change that. It's supposed to give you the understanding on the origin of shit. Break this shit down, and then you'll see the path of how it got built up into the fucking lie that we live today. So Suzar F. is a sister who does that.
Yes.
Blacked out through whitewash. And for you, I would say, or anybody on that level, you're supposed to be dealing head first into that. See, Here's the etymology of the word. This is in William Henry's book. He said the word amor, A-M-O-R, spell it backwards, R-O-M-A, Rome or Roma. He said the opposite of love is Rome. That's what you're supposed to be learning from the etymology of words. You get what I'm saying? Which is powerful. The whole frequency of that shit is the opposite of love.
Right.
That's the type of shit. So when you start, once you get wise in that area, you know what I'm saying? And you know, once you get wise in that area, you'll start to take command of these definitions, and you find yourself, you won't be struggling like with your teaching from when you know, Yahweh says the tarot cards is bad. Go write in Robert J. Walker's book, just look up what tarot means.
Right.
She's got a tarot book. You get what I'm saying?
Okay.
See if I'll find it real quick. I probably won't. But she's got a whole tarot book. So when you look at the true meaning of these things, that's how you can start to debunk what you've been trained. You get what I'm saying? What you've been trained. You get what I'm saying? While I'm here, there's another book by Montauk Shea, Healing Love Through the Tao, Cultivating the Female Sexual Energy. And, you know, because we were talking about that earlier. He's also done one for the man, Montauk Shea. His name is spelled M-A-N-T-A-K, last name C-H-I-A. And Wayne studied under him. So, yeah, you need to get those kind of books. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You see, the Gnostic books...
The author from Blackout Whitewash, what was that?
Suzar Epps. Blacked out through whitewash. I'm sure somebody put it up. I know Esther put it up as Uno Momento. But blacked out through whitewashed. And, you know, you'll find it. It's on Amazon. If you even do a half attempt, Suzar Epps.
Yeah, you'll find it.
You'll find it. It's an easy one to find. And it's about $70. But it's the best $70 bucks you'll ever spend. Somebody just
right.
put it
and
up.
Yeah, Esther did. And it has about three parts to it. So any of them you get is great. If you can get them all, perfect. But
right.
Yes.
And if you go, and somebody wrote it's $40. So even better. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just words like Mary, she'll go through the Maru and the Myrrh and what that means. So, you know, you'll become an instant genius just fucking with those two books. Because it'll start to break down what some ideas that other people have given you. You know what I'm saying? Because remember, all the ideas you have about that were given to you. So you could take it to people who are giving you the original intent of these words and the original understanding of these things, and you could deal with it from there. There you get to build your own reality on certain straight information as opposed to understanding someone's perspective of shit they just decide to tell you based upon mind control.
I did start doing herbal baths too, and I noticed that kind of helped me in a way because I'm having these dreams now. I don't know what these dreams mean, but I'm always meeting somebody and I'm somewhere in a different place. And I actually did speak to this one girl. Now, this one girl, she was Asian, and I remember she told me her name. So I happened to wake up. When I woke up out of the dream, I didn't know I was dreaming, but when I actually woke up, I actually looked it up, and it's like repeated spirits. And sure enough, she was right there in the book.
Wow. See, you already doing
good stuff. Good stuff. You got it. You're not new.
But see, when this happens, that means don't walk, run, set her up on altar. See, read all about her. She's a D. What was her name?
Fukumasumi.
You know how to spell it?
I want to say. I know I wrote it down.
Just say it again. Say it again. If you get the spelling, we get it. But either way, what you're supposed to do is look her up. See, you this is where you come in, where you kind of figure out why she's coming to you. Eventually, you'll get to the point where you can ask her. That's what pineal and psychomancy and all that helps you do. It helps you get to the point where you can ask her in the dream, well, what's going on, and she'll tell you why you're there. But if you're not there yet, you look her up. If she's a deity, find out what she's all about, colors, foods, spaces, places, and dates and times, and then you totally get down with her. So because that energy has come to you. It's an energy that lives within inside of you, but it has come to you. That means, remember, if you're studying and you're taking steps towards this information, you're actually waking up this light inside of you. So if that light is the first to start waking up and start talking to you, that means it's very important for you to recognize that light, that first awakening. You get what I'm saying? And you recognize it by you dealing with it in an aggressive manner. You get what I'm saying? Everything should be about this chick right now. You get what I'm saying? You should find a picture of her, put her up in your room. You get what I'm saying? If you're going to squeeze one out, it better be to her. You get what I'm saying? If you got a girl, you know what I'm saying?
No.
Her nickname should be Sukiyaki Hot. You know what I'm saying? you know what I mean? You get everything. You should become obsessed. You know what I'm saying? Obsessed
okay.
with her. And then, you know, go with that energy as far as it takes you. You know what I'm saying? Because you are recognizing and celebrating your awakening. You know what I'm saying? That light that's waking up in you. So you got to celebrate it with, you know what I'm saying? With acknowledgement. You get what I'm saying? You come bearing gifts of liquor and sperm. Liquor, sperm, and wings.
I found it. She's the daughter of Fukusuki. And you know, it was a trip in the dream. The girl was with her mom, and she was talking to me. I can't remember what the conversation was. So I can't remember to save my life. But we were talking about something in the dream, and I just know her mom was right there with me. Her mom said a few words, and that was it. The dad wasn't there, though. He was off doing something else, she said. But when I woke up, I just thought, wow, that was crazy. I never thought, and I asked her what her name. She told me three times, and I just thought, okay, let me look her up.
That's it. That's how it gets down. That's what's going on here. You get what I'm saying? That's what's going on here. And so, you know, yeah, when that happens, that's what you're looking for. That's what it's all about. Talking to the energy in you that comes in by way of what we now call spirits. You get what I'm saying? We're just calling these things spirits, but all you're doing is talking to the energy inside of you. You get what I'm saying? That's why you got to talk to all forms of energy. If you just become the dark side motherfucker, you're neglecting what we – and this look at it like it's only what we're calling dark and light. Because that shit don't exist beyond this matrix. You know what I'm saying? So you need to deal with everything that comes. All of us out. There is no separation. We're trying to get to this yin-yang or this androgynous point. And that's what it is. I seen Omo. I know you told her to call in. She asked about gemstone. Something we could sum up real quick.
Still got a lot of couple of callers that have been holding. We got 9 minutes to go. We can go into the after hour, but I wanted to let you know there are a few more callers too.
All right. So well, you heard it. We got to go to the phones.
Yes, we're going to go to the phones. And also want to thank you for calling in. Keep doing your work. Keep letting us know how it's going and how everything is coming out for you. And, again, you're not new. So you got some great, great information from Brother Panic. You can always email, get all the download shows, and just continue on your path and your journey and doing the work you're doing.
Yes, sir. You're looking real good the way you're going right now. Keep acknowledging everything that happens to you. Get a book. And experiment with things, you know what I'm saying? If you ain't got no girl, the best thing you could do is start rubbing, kid. Start rubbing your own nipples.
Oh,
you're giving
God.
That sexual energy to them. You get what I'm saying?
No, your
sexual
magic.
Energy is powerful. Sexual energy is powerful energy. So when that shit comes, you know what I'm saying, you make the rule. If you coming to me, you know what I'm saying, you must be coming with your drawers off. You know, that was my rule, you know what I'm saying, in 2006 and 2007. You know what I'm saying? As soon as I got in the spirit world, I just pulled my pants down. All right. Who's coming with me? Like Jerry Maguire. All right. Who's coming with me? Who's coming with me?
Oh,
you are coming with me. All right, you. Let's go. So you the same rule, kid. You know what I'm saying? Get them with the sex. Talk to them. You know what I'm saying? Nurture them. You know what I'm saying? Caress them. Who's coming with me? Who's coming with me?
All right.
Just do it. You in there. Just keep working with them. Acknowledge them. do everything you can do until you tire, and they'll keep coming. That's you acknowledging your own rise. Who's coming?
All right. So we have, what, 7 minutes to go. We're going to keep going. I know we're going to get into the after hours. So those of you who are on the phone, stay on the phone. Keep listening for the rest of you. You know, we got 7 minutes to go. So we're going to go ahead and close out. Always want to say thank you to Brother Panic, having you in the forum, coming and chatting and chilling. I know you'll be coming back sometime with us next month, doing some other things. Don't forget about the lectures. Don't forget to reach out to Brother Panic. You know how to reach out to him. Panic, P-A-N-I-C, PAC, P-A-C-K, at hotmail.com. That's how you can get the herb packs, the dream packs, the ODV oil, the books, the CDs. All of the goodies. Get a list of the shows. You can get that. You can either download them here, download them on iTunes, get a list from Brother Panic, and just continue to do your work, you guys. So we're going to keep going. I may stop one more time just to let us know we're in the after hours and just keep going. We're going to go to the next caller calling in, it looks like, from area code 216. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're going calling from.
Yes.
Hello, it's greetings.
Good. Yes, sir.
Yes, greetings.
Oh, this is Brother Charles from Cleveland.
Greetings,
yeah,
Brother Charles.
Greetings, Brother Panic. I got one question. If Whitney and Bobby were two gods, in the physical, what's it in it for Bobby? Bobby Brown.
Oh, you said if Whitney and Bobby were gods in the physical?
If Whitney and Bobby were two, they were one entity.
Deities that were soulmates and all of that kind of thing?
Yeah. Yeah. So,
What
happens to Bobby?
They just joined. First of all, you got to remember, our end reality is a quantum reality. You get what I'm saying? Now, usually when you get down here, you have a soulmate. You get what I'm saying? Your soulmate is a separate individual or a separate soul, if you will, but it is the missing parts of you because you have been cracked. You can't destroy a soul, but you have been separated. That's our biggest problem, polarity, if we need a bigger name. So when Whitney is saying that, this is another way of saying Bobby's her soulmate, but they've been together so long, there's a deity or energy that we can call on to get that energy. So by giving this the name, it gives us a pathway to use both their energy. Bobby, even though he's on Earth, there's still a cosmic Bobby, you get what I'm saying, whether he knows it or not. You get what I'm saying? Whitney, who was on Earth, there's still a cosmic Whitney. Now that she's no longer on Earth, that energy is activated and more powerful. You get what I'm saying? So if you call on them as a joint deity, you still can get that energy. It'll be really off the hook when Bobby's gone too. You can look at it that way. But as advanced people in this, we can get this cosmic energy based upon us being able to deal with those levels of light. Because there's something in all of our energies that can't be corrupted, and something that's in our energy that has been interpreted as humanity. As I pointed out earlier, most of us are dealing on the levels of the ego, therefore we're getting low levels of this energy. You get what I'm saying? When you go beyond that, it's actually beyond Bobby or Whitney, because Bobby and Whitney don't exist. But their energy, we're able to understand it based upon their lifestyle that they had here. Of the power, not just the corruption. The corruption is only a side effect of the dark energy that they were dealing with and why they came together when she was at the top of her game. And he was already on crack or whatever the fuck he was smoking. Why would they get together? It's spiritual, not just, you know, some shit that happened and somebody took a wrong turn at a wrong party with some wrong blow. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So they are a joined entity, if you... as a energy base. Now, they will still have their separate thought patterns, but it's something we wouldn't be able to fathom, if you will. based upon it's all, we're all connected at the end of the day, because Mishiman, San Simone, Ma'a, Oshu, this one, that one, all the list is actually one entity. It's fragmented so we can understand it for us down here. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, we're all one entity. You know what I'm saying? We're all one being. As I pointed out earlier, the Egyptian said, well, after the Pharaoh dies, he becomes all of the gods. What they're talking about is your quantum connection. If you study a little bit about quantum connection, your thought is quantum thought. There's a little paper called I think it's called the 12 Monkey Mind or something like that, which there was monkeys on the beach in one place in the world, and they were feeding them nuts. And then these monkeys had the great idea of going to clean the nuts with salt water just to get the salt on the nuts and open them with sticks. Same time across the world, these other monkeys did the same thing, and they couldn't deny the connection. Then there was this cantaloupe that they measured and from the same tree. They cut a second cantaloupe on the other side of the room, and with an EKG machine that measures brain waves, the cantaloupe on the other side of the room had the same reaction as the one being cut, which they were talking about quantum reality. The speed of light and all of that is second to the speed of thought. Your thought is a quantum reality, which you can look at as your thought goes there to bring what you need here. It goes to the quantum world to bring what you need here. How do you know? When you're making the primal sounds, when you're thinking, you're going in the quantum world, or you could say the chaos world, and you're bringing it back. Ice cream, because this is a constant process of going into darkness and bringing it into light. The darkness represents the primal light that you see as so-called darkness, because you're in this particular. So it becomes darkness based upon your understanding here. You get what I'm saying? So we're all connected. We're all one entity. We're all fragmented down here so we can have all of these experiences. So these experiences can go to our alchemy, into our whole entire being of change. And our experience as so-called individuals become one big understanding. So science, to be a crackhead here is scientific. To get murdered by a white man here is scientific, meaning we must do everything. Therefore, there's no reason to be back here again. So no stone will be left unturned. We need to be, as hard as it sounds, to be raped and beaten and battered, and kings and queens, every single thing. The prostitute is a divine science. You get what I'm saying? As well as the Christians, meaning it will never happen again because we have the knowledge of this. You get what I'm saying? As one entity. God is one. Goddess is one. So that concept is not talking about we're just one motherfucker. It's talking about our quantum connection. So what we're talking about is breaking down Whitney and Bobby's energy as they join as one, and that as a definition of something that could be usable for us who are still here dealing with this shit like we need to deal with it in terms of empowering ourselves. All right?
Yes. All right. Okay. I appreciate that.
No problem, brother. No problem.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for calling in.
I love you, Ms. Boo.
All right. Love you, too. Peace and love. All right, you guys. We are in the after hours, and we're continuing chatting and chilling right here with Brother Panic. And also, just to let you guys know, if you're on the phone lines and you have a question, press 1 so we'll know who's on the phone lines and who does have a question. We're going to go to the next caller. It looks like calling in from area code 571. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes, greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Oh, hey, yeah, this Bush Doctor again. I'm still listening.
Okay. It seems.
Oh no, well, you know what? Before you go, Panic, I do have a question about that doctor you were talking about, Jose Hernandez.
Yes, Dr. Hernandez. He has a Wikipedia, Dr. Gregorio Hernandez.
Yeah, I'm looking at it now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you remember, I was the one who sent you that question about the ayahuasca.
I remember.
Yeah, you sent me that
Well, I think it's
the DNA
Cosmic
and the Serpent.
Right. Yeah. Okay, so have you done any work with him? Like, do you know anything in particular that he likes as far as, like, liquor or any, like, sacrifices or anything?
Wow, this fucking cat. I'm going to kick this cat's ass. knocking my shit down, trying to, you ain't skinny no more, trying to get in the fireplace, knocking my shit down. Liquor's always going to be good, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But when he came right after Lama Dama, and Lama Dama is also another Botanica deity, and they wanted to be rescued from the routine and the Botanicas. So, in fact, I'll do you one better. Let me get the book, and it'll tell you exactly. I believe it'll tell you exactly what he needs. This book, you know, I'm trying to come over here snuggling. Spiritual Cleansings and Psychic Self-Defenses by Robert Laramie. Get that book. It gives this book gives you a lot of the deities that are in the botanicas, like Lama Dama, St. Martha, a lot of them you can't get. But let me see if I could find, like, Marie Leonza. He came through with her, and I spoke about Marie Leonza, I believe, last Halloween. Dr. Gregorio Hernandez, light a white candle to his image, say three Our Fathers to his name on Sunday, maintain good health and peace in the home. And they give a prayer. That's all they do in this book, which is actually still a good book. But the botanicas they got, you know, with liquor, coffee, all the regular shit, you got to give this talk to him and ask what he wants, because that's what we were doing when they came through. They asked me to rescue them from the same routine. And Lama Dama said, could you please, please give me to them goddamn Lay's potato chips? Because her shit is coffee. You know, coffee, liquor, and tobacco. I think his shit is not too far from the same. So this is what you do. You talk to him, you meditate, you focus, and then you'll see what you have a taste for in the morning. Because, you know, when you wake up, you go, I'm going to give me a Big Mac today, or I'm going to give me some whatever. I would say if you have a taste, if you don't eat meat, you got a taste for meat, you know what I'm saying, but you're not going to eat it, give it to him. That no, don't know. Oh, I got a taste for some bean curd and kale wraps today. I'm gonna give that to the good doctor. You know what I'm saying? No, you leave that shit alone. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, what you'll have a taste for, he'll tell you what he wants. And it's really easy. It's see, most people are looking for something dramatic. We just gotta remember this is really just subtle energy.
Right.
Well, you might just want to taste cookies. He'll tell you what he wants from you. You know what I'm saying? We gotta count on that more too. You know what I'm saying? Our own intuition.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I want people to count on that a little bit more. Like what they feel. Go with your feeling. You know what I'm saying? Because I know what I gave him when I was rescuing him from a botanica. Actually, I don't remember, but I know I gave him something when I was rescuing. But he's rescued now. You get what I'm saying?
Okay. The reason I wanted to get with him, because, you know, I'm dealing with that ayahuasca stuff, and that, you know, that's for healing, and, you know, he's a teacher and all that, and I'm getting ready to go to nursing school. So I was like, it'd be good to, you know, get with him and, you know, get some knowledge as far as that's concerned with medicine and all that. So, I'm going to definitely
That's why I specialize for you, and what he'll need, what it needs to be fed is exactly what, you know, that's why I'll be more specific to you. You know what I mean?
Right.
So that's why it's more important. It's definitely most important to jump outside the box. To jump outside the box with a lot of these deities. Because when everybody think about it as if yourself, you may love collard greens and fucking cornbread, but if you got hundreds of people feeding that to you every day, you know, you'll be done with it. So it's the same thing with these spirits are Negroes. So you find, well, they like liquor and coffee and tobacco. You'll find they're tired of that. But remember, if you want to hear it a little bit more logical, they're just energies. So you cannot get more out of that energy than what's already being put into it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
If you put 5 miles an hour into this car, you're only going to get 6 miles an hour back. So if you're doing the same thing, you need to change it up. Let's put more energy into this or a different energy in it just see what happens for a different reason type thing, you know?
Yeah, you know what? I just thought of it. I'm looking at this statue, and he got on this black suit. I got some Hennessy Black in the cabinet. I'm gonna pull him some of that Hennessy Black. That's what I'm gonna do.
It's another Festivus miracle. That's it. That's excellent. That's all you really in the spiritual. That's all you really have to just put two and two together. You get what I'm saying? That's perfect. Right. That's that. I would have did that. You know what I'm saying? But I got him in the white suit though, player shit is on. He's all white. His player shit is on. I'm a matter of fact, I took a picture and put it up. His player shit is on. But, you know, I always see him in that black suit. I got a black suit on my altar, but a big statue. I had to get that shit from Metallica in New York. When I went to New York, I brought him and Lama Dama back home. And El Congo, the slave dude I'm talking about. Uh-huh. Let me find his name. I'll put that book back. It's in El Congo. He's a nigga, you know, Negro, and he's one of those pantheons with Marie Leonza that I talked about. Mm-hmm. She's the queen of the saints. So when the saints came in, Marie Leonza, he came in 2009, I talked about him last October. So El Congo and El Indio, the Indian. And, you know, I got one of him. I had an Indio. I can't find any Marie Leonzas. But, yeah, I brought them back from the damn to put them niggas, because them the niggas who asked me to rescue them. Lama Dama, but a juicy Lama Dama and Dr. Hernandez put them shits up there with all the Osirises and Pans and Hannemans and all that shit.